Yeah, I know. I understand it. Well, I was, for me, it was John Taylor from Duran Duran. So goodness me, I hope I've got quite a few years to wait until that moment. Alison Pearson, thank you for joining us. Telegraph columnist, author of the book, I Think I Love You. Thank you so much for joining us. Tribute to David Cassidy. The time has come to hand over to another teen idol, of course.
That's right.
John Holmes.
Yes.
Is that convincing?
What? No. What a day. I mean, I look forward to Budget Day. I'm like you.
It's
the most fascinating day of the year. And we're bringing you a budget special, all singing, all dancing, on ice.
Oh, you should do
budget
that.
Special.
Strictly come budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, I'm a chancellor, get me out of here.
That's fine. He's probably thinking that right now.
I think he probably is.
But yeah, we'll be bringing you all the latest from the budget, of course, and trying to liven the dullest day of the year up a bit.
Good for you. I mean, tell you what, you've got your work cut out for you today. You really have. John Holmes here for the afternoon. Don't forget Sam Delaney on College Green Light with all your budget analysis. Assuming there's something to analyse. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/taxit now.
I need some new tyres, please. Just the cheapest you've got.
The cheapest you've got, Linda? Don't you have any regard for your safety?
Who are you?
I'm the voice that appears when people make bad tyre choices, Linda.
But I've...
Don't interrupt. Haven't you heard of Hankook? They're great value premium tyres, offering safety and performance. And they're fitted by the world's leading car manufacturers.
They sound great. I'll take four.
I'm not sure you deserve them now, Linda. Need new tyres? Ask for Hankook.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Tool time at TradePoint, with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Three for £11 on selected Stanley hand tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint! Two helpings of turkey, roast potatoes, Christmas pudding, mince pies, wine and chocolate. If the indulgence of Christmas gives you heartburn and indigestion, get dual relief with Gaviscon Double Action. It gets to work instantly and lasts up to twice as long as antacids. Gaviscon Double Action. Always read the label.
How does NCS make me feel?
When I see Mum and Dad's faces as I tell them I'm cooking tonight, it's like, yes!
When I perform CPR and save that man's life, who cares if he's plastic? It's like, oh yeah!
When I realise I'm not scared of heights, I love them. It's like, woohoo!
In a word, NCS makes me feel unstoppable. Search NCS to find out more.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
On talk radio. That's right, it's talk radio on talk radio. A new kind of talk radio. Well, it's technically the old kind of talk radio where we just talk on the radio, really. If it was a new kind of talk radio, it'd be music radio, wouldn't it? That'd be a new kind of talk radio. Anyway, I'm getting bogged down in the details. It's just gone 1 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the big budget reveal. Talk Radio.
The Chancellor is delivering his budget in the House of Commons this lunchtime, where he's promising to get Britain fit for the future. Philip Hammond's expected to set out a number of policies to address the housing crisis. One of his first announcements was confirming more money to prepare government departments for Brexit.
Today, I am setting aside over the next 2 years another £3 billion, and I stand ready to allocate further sums if and when needed. Mr. Deputy Speaker, no one should doubt our resolve.
He's also announced £500 million to help technology startups. £400 million will also be invested in funding more charging points for electric vehicles. Well, Mr. Hammond has also had time to make a few jokes, including one about Theresa May's speech at the Conservative Party conference, where she couldn't stop coughing.
Mr. Deputy Speaker, I'm being tempted with something a little more exotic here, but I'm going to stick to plain water. But I did take the precaution. I did take the precaution of asking my right honourable friend to bring a packet of cough sweets, just in case.
In other news, the man dubbed the Butcher of Bosnia has been jailed for life. 75-year-old Ratko Mladic has been found guilty of 10 charges at The Hague, including genocide, extermination and murder during the Bosnian War. It's unclear how many UK customers were affected by a hack at Uber. 57 million people's details were stolen in the attack, which was covered up by the company at the time. Emmerson Mnangagwa, the man expected to replace Robert Mugabe as president of Zimbabwe, is likely to be sworn in on Friday. The resignation of Mr. Mugabe was met by scenes of jubilation yesterday. And stars have been paying tribute to David Cassidy, who has died at the age of 67. Comedian Dawn French had a picture of the singer on Twitter, along with the words, "I cherished you," while Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson's tweeted that he was very talented and nice.
Congratulations, by the way, Victoria.
What on?
Pronouncing Mnangagwa correctly without... because you've got to get used to that now.
Yes.
You've got to get used to it. Mugabe's sort of easy.
Yeah, it is.
But Mnangagwa is a little bit more tricky, but you nailed it. You nailed it then. Yeah. Mnangagwa.
We had a good way of... We had a discussion in the news team yesterday about how to actually learn how to say it properly.
Right, what's the trick? Phonetically.
No. Mm. So imagine you're from Liverpool... All and right. You're talking about your grandma, and her name is Gagwa. Mnangagwa. So that's how I do it.
Well, that's a tip for everybody.
Yeah,
there.
Mnangagwa.
Mnangagwa.
Yeah, that's how.
Who came up with that?
Toby Gillis. Yeah.
Mnangagwa.
Yeah, there you go. Helpful.
Mnangagwa. Mnangagwa.
Okay. Well, yeah.
All right.
See?
That's great. It works very well, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't it?
So does that go through your head every time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday I had to think a lot about it, but now it's coming a bit more easily.
Great news.
Yeah, because right, okay. I was saying it wrong for like a day.
Oh, well, what did you say before?
Mnangagwa, because of a pronunciation guide which was sent down, which is incorrect.
Mnangagwa?
Yeah, Mnangagwa.
It's Mnangagwa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mnan.
Yeah. Who sent the pronunciation guide down?
IRN.
IRN got that wrong?
They've been getting it all over the shop, to be honest.
Independent Radio News.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you. There's, laughing and learning.
There you go.
Victoria with us today. It's a budget special, Victoria.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are
you excited?
Well, I want to listen to it.
It's
so I
really,
want to get out the studio
really
now.
Really boring.
Because I need to listen to do my job, but you're holding me up. So can I do the weather on
yes,
go?
Yes, yeah. But weather on budget day. Will it be a white budget day?
Talk Radio.
I'm dreaming of a white. Traditional to get a white budget day.
It's going
to
be a wet budget day with heavy rain and strong winds for many of us, so that it will be exceptionally mild across England and Wales. Highs of 16 degrees.
Unlucky drive. They're coming live from outside.
Yeah, College Green in the rain later on, ringing you. Which I think is a sort of metaphor for the budget in many ways. Thank you, Victoria. You need to run away, don't you?
I'm going, bye.
Okay,
bye.
But she's going to do budget things. As we bring you a budget special, but the sport wait for no man. And now here's... I don't know who's got it today.
Neither do I.
Let's take a wild punt on Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. England won't announce their batting order for tonight's first Ashes cricket test in Brisbane until after the toss. The match gets underway at midnight. Fast bowler Jake Ball has been selected ahead of Craig Overton as a replacement for Ben Stokes. In the Champions League tonight, Chelsea are away to Karabag looking for the victory to take them through to the last 16. Manchester United go to Basel. They could be qualified for the last 16 by kick-off if CSKA Moscow fail to beat Benfica. If not, a draw would still top spot in the group. Celtic are away to PSG. Championship leaders Wolves host Leeds. Middlesbrough take on Birmingham, and it's Ipswich against Sheffield Wednesday. Tottenham defender Danny Rose says he was unhappy to miss Saturday's game with Arsenal, but it's untrue that he's fallen out with Maurizio Pochettino. He returned to start a 2-1 win at Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League last night. And Robert Kubica is a step closer to making an F1 return 6 years after suffering life-changing injuries. He'll test for Williams in Abu Dhabi after the final Grand Prix of the season this weekend. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
That's the sport powered by TalkSport. And yes, you join us. The budget is ongoing. You're not this. If you're indeed in any way interested in the budget, I don't know why I'm speaking, because you'll be watching the budget. But anyway, if you're only half interested or not interested at all, budget special as we bring you the highlights from the year's most boring day. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Vodafone's Black Friday is live, which means you can now get unlimited fibre broadband for just £20 a month for 18 months plus £9.95 for delivery. Cue the victory dance. Get it online or in-store before the 27th of November and dance your socks off. Don't worry, you'll get another pair for Christmas. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
18-month agreement subject to credit check, acceptance and availability. Full terms and verification at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Since the dawn of time.
And my forecast for GDP growth for the year as a whole will be -3.5%, in line with other independent forecasts.
One thing has defined mankind.
Healthcare.
Sector.
Wages.
Red suitcases.
Brexit. Education.
A day that will go down in history.
Today I will announce more money and more capital investment in schools, hospitals, transport and fighting crime.
Healthcare.
Sectors.
Power.
Policy.
Investment.
Brexit.
Education.
Alcohol.
Petrol.
If you are a maker, a doer or a saver, this budget is for you.
You'll always remember where you were when you heard the budget 2017 on Talk Radio.
And a very merry budget day to one and all. Oh, I love this day. Oh, happy budget day, everybody. Happy budget day. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I love going to bed on budget eve. Last night,
I couldn't sleep, John.
No, so excited. Magical, isn't it? Something magic in the air for man, woman and child, and non-specific genders as well. They like it. It's a waking up on budget day morning to see what the Chancellor will bring at lunchtime. He's emptying his woolsack right now. As I speak, Philip Hammond, the Chancellor. I am so excited. I do hope I get that reduction in stamp duty I've always wanted. Oh, that was on my list. It was on my list. Love budget day. Last night, I don't know whether they came round to you, Cornelius, some budget singers came round.
Oh, yeah.
Knocking
yeah,
on the door.
Some.
Oh, isn't it? It's so traditional, yeah. Isn't it? I love it.
It just gets you excited for the budget.
It gets you, does, yeah. Oh, they did all the Chancellor's fiscal carols as well. Oh, come all ye party faithful. They did that. Oh, I love that. In the bleak mid-Brexit. It's a favourite. little town of Bethlehem where millennials can't afford to buy a house. Honestly, it was so... And then I went to bed. But obviously before I did, like you, I left a calculator and a glass of sherry out for the Chancellor. Got the sherry in quick, obviously, before the price goes up at midnight. And then I hung a red box on the chimney with care, in the hope that Britain's long-term productivity gains soon would be there. I could hardly sleep away. You are excited, Cornelius, I can see it.
John, I just can't contain myself.
You're wearing your little paper budget hat there as well. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great. Oh. I woke up this morning, started preparing budget day dinner, of course.
Yeah.
You probably did the same in your household.
My mum cooks mine. Yeah.
What are you having this year? We're having a fat cat with all the tax breaks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a way of a change. Yeah,
yeah, we had that.
We get that every year, actually, to be fair. Fat cat with all the tax. And this year as well, another one. I love it. A special stuffing for the poor. Just stuff them, don't they? Stuff them all. Great. What is he delivering? He's delivering it now. This is so right now. And we are going to be unwrapping the budget for you this afternoon on the show. Today, a budget special for you, bringing you all of the latest. We're live from College Green with Alex Dibble. We have guests, we have pundits, we have people in the street standing by. The man in the street or the woman to bring us, the realistic what's going to happen to the man or woman in the street, because that's mainly what you're concerned about. So all of that on the way, unpicking it as we go. Budget Day special from underneath the budget tree we're sitting today. All the gifts, of course, discounted rail cards hanging on the tree for millennials, trying to bribe young voters. Pay rise for the public sector hanging on the tree as well. Low-hanging fruit, isn't it, that? And 300,000 new homes on the tree as well. It's a plastic tree as well, so I expect it to be taxed. And, of course, there's an LGBT on top, because... that word's offensive since the 1970s. Can't use that word anymore. Happy Budget Day, one and all, I say. So, as promised, let's pull today's show cracker, see what's inside. Well, a budget special headline hijack's on the way. Your chance to make up a news story, budget-related, come on. Budget facts. We'll take those. We'll take them all from you. 87222 is our number.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
As I say, Alex Dibble will be live for us on College Green throughout the afternoon. He's down there now to get the latest from anybody who walks by, a dejected minister, that kind of thing. We'll be going through the papers as well, and indeed all the budget latest of what's happening online, what people are talking about on social media, how it's affecting you. We will be out on the street talking to the man or woman in the street about the budget. We'll be looking at it from a millennial point of view, because that's getting the headlines. Our work experience, Jack, is a millennial. He'll be here. He's already working on it now, trying to figure out what the Chancellor's giving to bribe young voters who ordinarily like Corbyn instead. So we're getting that. We've got the big debate at 3:00. It's a budget special. And we've got a special quiz game, the Chancellor of the Exchequer's Price is Right. Still being prepared, because we don't know what the prices are, but can you figure out? I mean, I really don't know how it's going to work, but it's something will happen. Mm. Latest budget prices in quiz form. That's the gist of it. Yeah. And by way of a budget break, because our very own Ian Lee is set to join I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Tony Blackburn, former King of the Jungle, of course, joining us on the show this afternoon. So Chloe's on the show. Chloe's working on the show. Hi, Chloe. Hi there.
Hi,
Chloe. Chloe's producing today and pressing the buttons.
Hi.
Double pay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good budget.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Victoria's got the news, although she's not in here because she's gone outside to watch the budget. Cornelius is here. Happy Budget Day, Cornelius.
Well, John, yeah. I don't want it to overshadow National Cranberry Relish Day.
Right. Is it genuinely that?
Yeah. That's why the box is red.
That makes sense.
To celebrate, it's a nod to National Cranberry Relish Day.
Right.
Celebrated on November 22nd every year.
So he's just smeared his box with cranberry.
Yeah.
Well, there's a Christmas tradition there. So there we go. We bring you a budget special. And, of course, we need to get into the big story. Well, I mean, it's not really difficult today, is it? I mean, the big story is the budget, but we do need music to get there. So have a bong on this.
Are we fighting?
from the very, very young to the very, very old. Everybody now say, how will the budget affect me? And, of course, well, that's obvious why I'm playing that song, isn't it, Cornelius? Very, very, very obvious, isn't it, that?
Well, I don't know what that song is.
It's from the 80s. It's from the 80s. It's called Lean On Me.
Because we lean on the government's budget? Something like that?
Nope. Steve Hewitt's guessed it. He's texting it already.
Who's it by?
Red Box.
Oh,
there you go. It's the one-hit wonder, Red Box, from the 1980s with Lean On Me. And, of course, the Chancellor. This budget day, held aloft his red box outside number 11 before making his way to Parliament to deliver one of the most boring afternoons in Parliament. But it's boring, but important, and that's why we bring you today's budget special, livening it up for you. We got people live from College Green. We've got pundits, yeah. We got the man in the street, and a woman, and the non-specific gender. How will it affect everybody? The Chancellor's been speaking. He went 10 minutes late since about 22-1. He's still banging on now. Growth estimates have been cut. Deficit cuts remain on course. £3 billion has been set aside for Brexit preparations in addition to the existing £700 million. Although he's just written that down the side of a bus, so I don't know how accurate that is. Philip Hammond is claiming the economy confounds those who would talk it down. None of which you care about. What you do care about, of course, is how much beer is. Good news, it's not going up. Duty on cider, wine, spirits and beer is frozen. But it continues, of course. You can also drink as much petrol as you like and it won't cost you much either. That's good. The budget continues. We will be bringing you the latest throughout the afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. News-led entertainment for the country. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Tomorrow morning from 10, join Julia Hartley Brewer for Full Throttle Current Affairs opinion that's never low profile. It's Destination Die Hard Debate with the presenter who really doesn't give a truck. Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car, tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/tax it now.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Alice has just got herself the cap and track tariff from Eon, so she's got one less thing to think about.
Lovely.
Her energy costs are capped below the average market price. And if the market price goes down, hers will too.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Give yourself one less thing to think about. Discover the right Eon tariff for you today. Search Eon Energy now.
Residential customers only. Prices reviewed quarterly and based on Ofgem typical domestic consumption at medium use. Eligibility criteria apply.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Williams, but this boiler needs replacing.
Oh, dear. What would you recommend?
Well, I see you've got a Bosch washing machine.
Yeah.
And a Bosch dishwasher.
Well, yeah, they've never let us down.
Exactly. Your home would suit a Greenstar 29 CDI Classic perfectly. It could cut your heating bills. And it's been awarded a Best Buy from which? Worcester and Bosch. Same company, same great quality.
Get a boiler you can rely on this winter. Find your local Worcester Bosch installer today at worcester-bosch.co.uk.
He wasn't being himself, and he didn't want to go to school. I didn't know what was up with him. Then I got his school report. I'd been so busy working, I didn't really notice he'd been struggling in class. So instead of feeling guilty, I found a Kip McGrath tutor for him instead. They've been fantastic and have really helped him improve his confidence and his English and math results. If you think your child needs help too, trust your intuition. Book a free assessment at kipmcgrath.co.uk.
I'm the founder and creator of Weekend Box Club. We create activity boxes for children every weekend.
Sage Business Management Solutions helps support the ambition of many growing startups, just like Weekend Box Club.
Knowing the business is on the right track financially helps me to focus on what I'm really passionate about, finding creative ways for young people to grow and learn.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
If you're stuck in delays on the M6 moving between Birmingham and Coventry, there was a police incident between junctions 4A and 4, the exits for the M42, and traffic was stopped in both directions. All been released now. The southbound queues are particularly bad from junction 6 to 4A. The eastbound M54 in Shropshire is busy near Wolverhampton, junctions 3 to 2. Some restrictions for emergency repairs. Strong winds on the Severn Bridge, the M48, means that's down to one lane in both directions. Hampshire's eastbound M27 was blocked at junction 4. It has now reopened, but the exit slip is closed. I'm Joanna Adams.
Wiper blades in winter. Squeaky, streaky. Rain rattles your windscreen. Smears rattle your confidence. Can't see, can't drive. Can't believe you haven't been to Halfords yet. We fit new wiper blades on the spot from just £2, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Wiper blades sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, it's Budget Day. Happy Budget Day, everybody.
Happy Budget Day.
We wish you a merry Budget Day. We wish you a merry Budget Day. We wish you a merry Budget Day.
And a happy autumn statement. Although they're not doing that again, are they?
Let's talk budget. So the budget then. The Chancellor, Philip Hammond, has been speaking in Parliament since about 12:40, cementing his position as one of the most boring men alive. Here's what we know so far. Growth estimates have been cut, that's what he's announced. Forecasts show the deficit cuts remain on course. £3 billion set aside for Brexit preparations. That's in addition to the existing £700 million. Personal allowance, this is your tax, will increase to £11,850 before tax. Living wage will go up to £7.83 from £7.50 an hour. What's that, 4% or something? Drivers of diesel cars that don't meet the latest environmental standards will pay higher road tax under plans to establish a clean air fund. £1.5 billion to cut the waiting period for universal credit payments. What a day. On the line, political commentator Bobby Friedman. Good afternoon, Bobby.
Good afternoon.
So you've been, and probably still are, staring hard and trying to remain awake during Philip Hammond's interminable speech. But it's, as we said, Bobby, it's boring but important, isn't it? That's the point. So what's standing out so far, Bobby?
Well, as you say, it is a little bit dull and a lot of maths in there, but it does kind of matter. There are one or two jokes in there, most of which aren't very good. But, you know, I mean, one of the key headlines today, which obviously Philip Hammond's not going to be talking much about, is the fact that growth is down. The Office of Budget Responsibility is an independent body that puts forward these forecasts. And we heard today from him that the economy is only going to grow by 1.5% this year, which is down from 2%. That's a pretty big cut. And then we're going to see that cut over the next few years, again, down in 2018, 2019, 2020. So, you know, that's bad news. The economy's still growing, but it means that there's less headroom there for the Chancellor to give more stuff away. And I think what's sort of interesting about this budget, obviously, we're not at the end, and often there's the rabbit that comes out of the hat right at the end. But what we have at the moment is something where there's a lot of tinkering around the edges, you know, things going up a little bit. There are some things being freezed, like fuel duty, the VAT. The VAT threshold for small businesses is being kept at £85,000. But there's nothing really huge in there.
No, well, no one was expecting anything that huge, were they? Because it was a sort of, it's not really a placeholding budget, but as you say, there's nowhere for him to really go.
Well, there's not much money, and as you say, because the economy is growing less, there's even less money. But also, it's difficult for Philip Hammond because he and Theresa May have got a very small majority in the House of Commons, even with the DUP. So there's not a lot that they're able to get through because it only will take a few Tory MPs to be unwilling to vote with it, and then that will all evaporate, and they don't want to have any embarrassing U-turns. So most of the things, you know, the measures that we're seeing, he put forward £3 billion for Brexit contingencies. You know, I don't think many people are going to argue with that. Things like fuel and VAT, the kind of things that help small businesses, people aren't going to argue with that. And then there are some smaller giveaways, £400 million for electric cars, for example, all of which actually, in the grand scheme of things, are a pretty small fry, and it can get through. So I think it shows, you know, there's not that much wiggle room for Philip Hammond, both in terms of finances and also politically.
The NHS, I mean, that was, you know, as we always get now, the slight leaks before the budget and the big subjects. And so housing and the NHS have been certainly talked about. What do we know of those so far?
So what we've heard on the NHS is that it's going to be an extra £2.8 billion for the health service. £350 million of that will be this winter, the rest of it coming over the next couple of years. But we already knew that there was going to be about £7.5 billion extra for the NHS. So it takes it up to about, he announced £10 billion extra, but of course, actually, it's only, you know, another third of what we'd already had announced. So, you know, sounds like a lot of money, of course. I think most people would be happy with more money going to the NHS, but that's something that it, again, in the grand scheme of things, is relatively minor. So a bit more money there, but I mean, there's not going to be any kind of fundamental change.
Yeah, and in terms of the budget, I mean, he's been talking now for 50 minutes. The headlines, I mean, I don't know how long this is going to go on for. I mean, the longest ever budget speech was about 4 hours, wasn't it? many years ago. But what do you think the headlines are going to be tomorrow and this afternoon regarding this? Is there anything stand out that's going to help the headline writers?
Well, we're still waiting for what he says on housing, and that will be perhaps the biggest measure. What's been briefed and what people are expecting is that he's going to raise the house building target up to 300,000 houses every year. There may well be all sorts of incentives in there. It could be the elimination of stamp duty for first-time buyers. So those kind of things could be quite big. I mean, I think there is a, you know, this is a small business budget because some of the key measures, he's brought forward a change in the inflation index used for business rates by 2 years, and that's really beneficial to businesses. He's also got rid of something which is called the staircase tax, which I think lots of people are Googling as they've never heard of it before, but that was something else that was costing businesses quite a lot of money.
What is the staircase tax, Bobby? What is the staircase tax?
So the staircase tax is very, very sexy. It basically means that if you are a business and your office space is connected by a staircase or by various other, I think, corridors, then you end up paying more in rates than if you just have one big room or rooms that are otherwise connected. So it seems a bit unfair. So again, if you are a small business, you know, the kind of business that employs 10 or 20 people, that's the kind of thing that could make a real difference to you. And I think it's all part of this. You know, I think that it's a budget that's meant to be for small businesses. I think that's how it's going to be briefed. And it's those sorts of measures that together will you know, provide probably the most dramatic headline unless something comes out of the hand the next 10 or 20 minutes. But as I say, you know, that's not that much. So it gives you a sense that it's quite a mundane budget.
Essentially, the headline for me is it's good news if you're a manufacturer of staircases and you've got loads of them hanging around your factory. And previously, you were being charged for them, but not anymore. Staircases, staircase tax, housing ladders, it's all about going up and down, isn't it? As ever it was with the budget. Bobby, thank you very much for joining us. Bobby Friedman there, political commentator, bringing us the latest. The Chancellor, of course, is still going on. The latest £44 billion of capital funding and loans to support house building over the next 5 years. That is what he's just said in Parliament. With the very latest, though, of course, and we are bringing you a budget special. We'll be analysing it all afternoon with guests and people and things. But with the latest, because she's been out there analysing it herself in her own inimitable way, it's Victoria with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor is delivering the autumn budget with £2.8 billion of extra funding for the NHS. £350 million of that will be made available immediately to ease pressures on the health service this winter. The government's also going to invest £1.5 billion to address concerns about its controversial benefit reforms, universal tax credit. While Philip Hammond's promised to make work pay by raising the national living wage.
From April, it will rise by 4.4% from £7.50 an hour to £7.83, handing full-time workers a further £600 pay increase.
We'll also be able to earn more before we're taxed, with the personal allowance increasing to £11,850. While £28 million has just been announced to help those affected by the deadly Grenfell Tower fire. Elsewhere, it's understood the man described as the Butcher of Bosnia will appeal his conviction after being jailed for life. Ratko Mladic has been found guilty of 10 of the 11 charges he faced, including genocide. A man is being questioned on suspicion of terror offences after police raided two houses in Lancashire. A 31-year-old was detained in Nelson earlier. Investigators are working to establish how many British Uber customers have personal information stolen during a massive hack. The UK's data protection regulator says the ride-hailing app may face higher fines after keeping the breach secret for a year. And the publicist for YouTube star Jake Maynard says he's left the I'm a Celebrity jungle after just 2 days so he can defend himself. He's been accused of racism and homophobia after old tweets emerged. The weather, heavy rain and strong winds for many of us this afternoon, but it'll be really mild for the time of year across England and Wales with highs of 16 degrees. There's more news in around 26 minutes.
There certainly is. Victoria, there she is with the latest on the budget and so forth. Sam Delaney coming to you live from College Green this afternoon as well in all that wind and rain. So look forward to that. I think we can take... The Chancellor, by the way, is still speaking. We can, as is traditional, on other lesser radio stations, I think what we can do is fade a bit up. By the way, the budget is filmed in front of a live studio audience. We're going to fade a bit of the Chancellor.
Development must be funded and delivered. So the Homes and Communities Agency will expand to become Homes England.
I have to say, we're watching this. He's getting a lot of laughs.
Yeah,
have you seen? He's doing. It's joke. I thought he was Mr. No Personality.
Joke after joke.
But it turns out the crowd are loving this stuff.
New homes where they are most needed to deliver a sustained improvement in housing affordability. But Mr. Deputy Speaker, the battle to achieve and sustain affordability will be a long-term one. So we also need to look beyond this Parliament to long-term measures. We will use New Town Development Corporations to kickstart 5 new locally agreed garden towns in areas of demand pressure, delivered through public-private partnerships designed to attract long-term capital investment from around the world. Last week, the National Infrastructure Commission published their report on the Cambridge Milton Keynes Oxford corridor. Today, we back their vision and commit to building up to 1 million homes by 2050, completing the road and rail infrastructure to support them. And as a down payment on this plan, we've agreed an ambitious housing deal with Oxfordshire to deliver 100,000 homes by 2031, capitalising on the global reputations of our two most famous universities and Britain's biggest new town to create a...
There it is. That's the Chancellor. That they say, don't they, that the laughter in the, is canned laughter. Yeah, they said, some people think they add that on afterwards. But that's genuine laughter. That's how funny and Mr. Personality he is. Mm. I mean, they're loving it in there. So there we go. That's the Chancellor talking live in the Houses of Parliament. We are bringing you a budget special, of course, this afternoon. And why on earth wouldn't we? Because what a day. I mean, Budget Eve last night. Again, we were talking about it, weren't we?
I always go to the pub with my friends. Pub every year, because we all obviously travel home for the budget.
Yeah.
So we all go and just have a drink, sing our favourite budget carols. Yeah. It's just a good laugh, John.
Yeah. Well,
we wear these really tacky and wacky budget jumpers.
Oh, I know. Have you seen them?
I've got one, yeah.
The best ones are those I wish I brought mine in.
Have you got a musical one?
A musical one.
Where you press
Philip Hammond's nose,
yeah,
and it plays a little sort of fiscal budget, money by ABBA, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Really good. We should have a budget jumper competition in the office.
Yeah, we should.
It's wacky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wacky. Do you know where the budget party is, by the way?
This year?
The office budget party. I don't know where we're having it.
No.
Really interesting. Just as
nice.
Anyway, what a great day it is. Happy budget day, everybody. Now, we will be bringing you the fallout, the analysis, what's going on live. We have Alex Dibble down at College Green. We'll be talking to him very shortly on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. 5 days a week with everything you need to know. With sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of our Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning, boss. The legend, that is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of our modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast-talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's all about the money. It's budget day. You're listening to the budget special on Talk Radio in the afternoons as the budget is live from the Houses of Parliament. Philip Hammond is still speaking for, he's been doing it for almost an hour now. Alex Dibble is Talk Radio's very own man, and he is live on College Green for us this afternoon. Alex, can you hear me? Hello.
I can indeed, John. Hello.
Good to talk to you. All right, so I don't know how busy it's down there at the moment. I presume everyone's just inside hanging on the every word of the Chancellor. So just talk us through what's happening on College Green at the moment.
On College Green at the moment, it's a lot of journalists listening slash watching Philip Hammond, who's inside the building next to us, delivering his budget. And then, after he's finished, hopefully all the MPs and politicians who were in there... He's just sat down. He's just sat down. So hopefully now, we should now see a rush of people running across the road to speak to us. That's the idea.
Okay. In that rush, do please respect road safety and just remind the MPs of the Green Cross Code. Because if they're rushing across to College Green, they have to cross that very busy road, don't they? And I don't want, you know, I don't want anyone to be hurt and so on in the rush to speak to you, Alex.
That's a very good point. You don't want one of those adverts, do you, in a year or two's time where it's like, I saw my journalist friend waving and I didn't look.
Yeah.
And that just wouldn't be good.
Wouldn't be good at all. All right, so you've been watching it, you've been listening to it. What are you taking away from it, Alex?
Well, we knew there was going to be a lot on housing and we've heard that in the last couple of moments. I think the big sort of headline grabber, if you like, is that he's just abolished stamp duty for first-time buyers if you're buying a property that's worth anything up to £300,000. I mean, that's quite a big announcement. It's going to save first-time buyers a good couple of grand each if they're trying to get on the property ladder.
That's huge. I agree, but in the overall cost of a house, stamp duty is pretty minor, isn't it? And that's the problem, because that's probably up to £300,000, but you're still going to get a deposit, you know, of a massive amount in order to even begin. Is there anything to help anyone do that with all this house building?
Well, he has, you know, introduced measures to try and tackle the amount of money taken up by rent. And that's, of course, the thing that makes it so hard to save for that deposit.
Yeah.
But he hopes that by combining those measures with the abolition of the stamp duty, that put together, they'll be able to get thousands and thousands more people in their 20s particularly, but others as well, onto the property ladder. And that's a huge one.
It is. Do you think there's a sense, Alex, is there a sort of, in the world of journalists that indeed you are inhabiting, a sense that there's sort of hidden bribes for millennials in here? Because we had the millennial rail card yesterday, of course. We sort of say, if you vote for a vote, look what we'll give you. Look, we are on your side. After all, you know, after that sort of devastating election defeat because of millennials and young people voting. Is there a sense that this is a sort of similar sop to the next election, to future voters?
Definitely he's had to give them something, because you're right, that they were the reason, flocking to Labour was the reason that Conservatives lost the general election. But this is the difficulty with what Philip Hammond had to do this afternoon, why he couldn't really do anything too spectacular, because the usual thing that chancellors do in the first budget after a general election, which this one is, let's not forget, that you usually see sort of increases in tax here and there with the idea that everyone will have forgotten about it when you next have the general election, which is in 5 years' time. Mm. But of course, the political uncertainty at the moment, there could be another general election in 18 months. And so he can't exactly raise taxes now and hope everyone forgets about it, because they won't. Yeah. And the Conservatives will get punished if there's another general election very soon. So it's been a really difficult path he's had to tread on here.
And do you think overall, I mean, early moments, of course, he only finished about 2 minutes ago. Now Jeremy Corbyn is speaking, of course, as is his right to respond to the budget as leader of the opposition. Is there a sense that the, I guess, the takeaway from it, you know, is it a successful budget? Is it just a sort of meh budget in the initial reactions?
Well, it's a bit of a meh budget, but then everyone kind of knew that it was going to be that way because people realised that he didn't have much room for manoeuvre financially or politically. He was in a really stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
So we knew it wasn't going to be sort of fireworks from the House of Commons this afternoon. But at the same time, with what he's had, you know, to work with, if you like, he's been able to offer a couple of little dropping a few little things in there that will hopefully make enough headlines for people, certainly later on today and tomorrow, to think, oh, you know, maybe he's done us a favour here. He has frozen fuel duty, for example, again. That, I think that's the sixth or seventh year in a row. No increase in beer duty, although it will go up for like high strength alcohol, which he said was becoming a public, you know, public health issue, essentially. So on the main things, he's kept it the same. Tobacco, though, will be increased, particularly for hand-rolled tobacco. So that's one that you know, people might pick up on.
All right, Alex, thank you very much indeed. Alex Dibble is down at College Green for us throughout the afternoon. We'll talk to him again in a while when some of those MPs have crawled their way via the House of Commons subsidised bar, no doubt.
The hand-rolled tobacco tax, that's not great for millennials. Most of the people I know who are my age who smoke roll-ups.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm a bit out of touch with it. I've never smoked, so I don't know about that.
No, but...
Why is that then? Is that because it was cheaper?
Yeah, because it is cheaper. So,
right.
Very interesting.
Okay. All right, there we go.
You know,
that's a word of a millennial there.
Yeah.
We'll be hearing from an actual millennial to see how it's affected them on the programme later. Our work experience, Jack, falls squarely into the millennial camp. And he will be here. He's been watching the budget from the point of view of a millennial. We thought that was a good thing to do, given that people were calling it a budget for millennials.
He's probably been watching it on some sort of tablet, hasn't he?
What?
So cool.
Oh, while he's hand-rolling his tobacco.
Yeah.
He's probably... there was probably a word in there. He's probably gone to his safe space or something. But anyway, a millennial will be here giving us the point of view of a millennial and how that budget was specifically affecting millennials before very long on the programme. We've also got to go through the papers and the latest what people are saying about the budget online. I think we'll cover that as well. All on the way. It's a budget special. Tony Blackburn's even on the programme later, although that's nothing to do with the budget, more to do with the jungle. Anyway, here we are for you this afternoon, a budget special on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Darling, haven't we got your parents again for Christmas?
Don't worry, love. We've upgraded to Sky Q.
So we can record six of our favourite shows.
While Mum and Dad watch a seventh.
Perfect. But what about the kids?
Well, we've now got Sky Q boxes around the house.
So they can watch their shows in any room.
And we've got it all for £12 extra a month.
Ah, the magic of Christmas.
New to Sky. TV bundles start from £20 a month. Search Sky Q.
Subject to status, upfront payment may be required, 18-month term. Sky Q, 2 TV kit loaned at no cost, £65. Setup terms apply.
Mom.
Yes, love?
You know I was talking about a loan. Well, instead of a payday loan, I thought I'd get something with easy monthly payments that could help improve my...
credit rating?
That's right. So in the future, I'll be able to...
stand on your own 2 feet?
Yes. So it would be great if you could...
be your guarantor for an Amigo loan.
That's what I was about to say.
Well, great minds think alike.
To borrow up to £10,000 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Give your guests the warmest welcome this Christmas with a range of fantastic offers at John Lewis. We've got 20% off selected furniture and lighting, plus up to 50% off selected tableware. So whether you're hosting Christmas Day or transforming your spare room for guests, we've got you covered. Terms apply. See in store or online for details.
This year, will the fairy lights actually work first time? Will the Christmas tree hold its needles until, you know... Christmas. Will the big day pass off without a big row? Will the roast potatoes be done at the same time as the turkey for once? This Christmas, you've got enough on your plate. But at least with a fixed price plan from TalkTalk, you don't need to worry about your bills going up. Our TV and fast broadband bundle is now just £27.50 a month, including line rental for the entire 18-month plan. Because peace of mind? It matters. TalkTalk. For everyone. TV box at £25. Terms and conditions apply.
We either agree or disagree. But it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and the Sunday Times. Know your times.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still busy on the M27 in Hampshire. The exit slip is now open at Junction 4 for the M3, but down to a single lane with queues backing on the main carriageway to Junction 3 for Romsey and Southampton Docks. The M6 between Coventry and Birmingham is moving well again after earlier problems near Junction 4A for the M42. The eastbound M54 through Shropshire is slow, Junction 3 to 2 near Old Brighton because of emergency repairs. And in South Yorkshire, the Woodhead Pass, the A628 through Dunford Bridge is closed because of an overturned lorry. I'm Jarena Adams.
Suddenly, everything goes black. You're driving blind. What evil lurks in the gloom? What hides in the shadows? Will you ever feel safe again?
Course you will. Come to Halfords. We fit new headlight bulbs on the spot from just £8. And we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords. For life's journeys.
Bulbs sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And today we are talking budget. We're bringing you a budget special, of course. All of the analysis, well, not all of it, but quite a lot of it. A lot of the analysis. Jeremy Corbyn is currently speaking, as is his right, his response to the budget, the official response of the opposition party, in the Houses of Parliament before they all run over to College Green to talk to Alex Dibble. Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble. Dibble.
Dibble.
Who is there for us throughout, and we will be bringing you more budget stuff as we go along, not least with a sort of roundup of what people are saying on social media, etc. very shortly. And though there's much news going on, so much in that budget, higher road tax for diesel cars, specifically though not vans, so he's not penalised the white van man, he's not gone down the
road. He made very sure to say both white van man and the woman.
I don't think there's enough diversity in vans. I think vans, hashtag vans so white. I think there should be more colours of vans that he should be talking to about this. You know, what's wrong with people who drive black vans or brown vans? You know, whatever the van might be. I think that's worth mentioning. But there's going to be more tax on diesel cars that don't meet the current environmental standards. Growth estimates have been cut. Tax break for North Sea Energy to encourage new entrants into that market. The cost of cigarettes is going up. And indeed, hand-rolling tobacco, as we were talking about, which I've just learned is sort of the favoured smoking tool of the millennial. So he giveth with one hand in the rail card and the stamp duty, taketh away with the other, does boring old Philip Hammond. Anyway, here we are talking budgets. It's all very complicated, though, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. We're here to help in all walks of life, certainly on budget day. because we tend to analyse news. And I know the BBC are going to have, you know, Andrew Neil with a sort of budget special afternoon.
Table.
But boring and discussion. No, we're going to cut straight to the heart of the matter by analysing the budget using, of course, the traditional method, short form oriental verse. It's a budget special, news in haikus.
Stamp duty abolished for first-time buyers. Great! What is stamp duty?
In haikus. And so speaketh there a millennial who doesn't know what that is. So here we are then. With the Diversity Paper Review, except today, we bring you Diversity Budget Roundup. Money. As our regular Diversity, who is a European migrant. How will it affect the European migrant? Marta's with us. Hi, Marta.
Hola.
Hola, Marta. Hola.
Hola.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas, indeed.
Patatas bravas. So has the price of patatas bravas gone up at all? What's caught your eye as a migrant to this nation in the Chancellor's budget?
Oh, loads of stuff. I think I have to say, and I think I'm right in saying this, I think the price of patatas bravas will stay the same.
Patatas bravas.
There's no patatas bravas duty going to be enforced. So it's going to be fine. Guys, it's going to be fine.
Excellent news.
Yes.
For the consumers of patatas bravas.
Oh, everyone. Yeah, Brexit.
Yeah.
3.7 billion.
That's right, on top of... Well, no, so, on top of 3 billion on top of the 700 million so far. Yes, you're right.
3. Exactly. 7 so 3.7 billion
yeah.
Over the next 2 years for preparations for Brexit.
Yeah, has it been more specific on that? I mean, what does it mean, preparations for Brexit? What does that mean?
Well, that's a very good question, because he's not said.
No, he's just sort of widely gone... preparations.
Just going to put that aside.
When Brexit happens, and maybe there isn't a deal... Right,
yes.
And we don't, you know, because that's 3.7 billion. We have a bill of 38 billion.
Well, we'll get in there.
From the EU.
Yeah.
Mm. So.
We're going to have a whip round.
Yes, a chief whip round, actually. They could probably do that in the. Yeah. Anyway.
So now we're going to have to set up a Kickstarter page to fund a Brexit bill.
Well, maybe. Either you're right, maybe we just transfer Brexit now. To a Kickstarter.
Yes.
Or a crowdfunding idea, right? So maybe that's the way to look at this.
Maybe,
because you
know
how... that actually, this could be it, couldn't it? Because you know how the public, you know, in the vote, in the referendum, there was a narrow win for the Brexit campaign, all right? We know that, okay? But what if we now didn't have another referendum, but we transferred the whole of Brexit to Kickstarter or similar, Patreon, or whatever it's called, right? And then the people who want Brexit go on there and fund Brexit.
Yes.
Right?
It'll probably only cost them, what, about a quid each.
Well, how many people voted?
You see? Yeah. I was thinking more 70 million. There's 70 million people
in
this country.
It's 38 billion, Colin.
Yeah, that's
is it?
Yeah.
Billion.
Oh.
That's the bill.
I think
that's
we should...
a bit more than I
They're
thought.
They're going to need to put more than a quid in. Yeah.
Maybe two.
Yeah. You could transfer Brexit over, or like Children in Need last week.
Oh,
why don't we just make Brexit a telethon?
Yes,
and then people can donate on the night, and then we'll see how much we raise at the end. And if the people still want Brexit, if you raise enough money to pay for Brexit, we have Brexit.
I can see it. Julie Hartley Brewer will host it.
Yes,
yeah.
You'll have Brexiteers just performing.
Yeah,
Boris Johnson.
Yes.
For instance,
James Corden will be there because he always is.
He always is.
Of course.
But you know how it is. People like to see people doing entertaining things. It raises money, right? So you don't just get the boring films about, you know, migrant. They'd have to cut to that. You know, just showing the free movement of migrants and stuff, wouldn't they? And trade deal. What we have is BBC newsreaders reenacting the Common Agricultural Policy. What a night! What a night! Give, dig deep, give generously.
I'm really looking forward to that.
It's going to be great.
Can we produce it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Brexit in need. It's going to be great. Pudsey Bear's a staunch Brexiteer, isn't he?
Yes, yes.
Only because he got treated very badly by the NHS when they didn't put his eye back together properly.
No.
So he's. I think this is a good idea.
I think it's
anyway,
a very good
what
idea.
Anyway, what else is in the budget, Marta? Very quickly.
Oh, Lord, very quickly. as you were saying, there's a tobacco tax on rolling tobacco,
yep.
which, you know, yeah, millennials are going to be really mad at it.
Yeah.
Electric vehicles,
yes.
they're going to be supported by 2021. Yeah. Anyway, they're going to be on the roads. And
yeah, but more, hang on, who's, more charging points
is
as
that
well.
They're spending $400 million on charging infrastructure.
That's not a lot. Of money, though, is it?
I was going to say.
Isn't it?
No.
No.
I'm fine. Give me 400 million right now. It's not a lot of money to you.
Well, it's a lot of money to me.
Ah, okay.
But it's not a lot of money when you are trying to put an entire new infrastructure of electric vehicle charging well, points around
exactly.
the nation.
Well, no, because all you have to do is get the current charging points and buy a multi-adapter.
Yeah, buy extension.
You know,
leads.
And you can get those at yeah. Wilco's for £7 each.
That's a fair point, actually. Yeah. Maybe it's just to buy them.
Yeah.
And maybe because the inconvenience of charging points is, of course, their location. But if you've got an adapter with a long lead, then you just run them down the side of the motorways.
Yeah.
Don't you? Just from
you just plug in and out, sort of.
So you sort of plug it in at Watford Gap and then just run the cable down the side of the motorway and then you can just pull over when you run out of juice, plug into wherever you are.
Mm.
That's a pretty good idea, actually.
Thanks.
Yeah. We're doing quite well on helping with this afternoon, I think.
I think we should set up a helpline so people can call
your
us
ideas,
with their
please.
Budget problems.
0344 499
I've written down some ideas after staircase tax, banister tax, very similar.
Yeah. Mm.
Stapler tax, if you have more staplers... You have to pay more tax.
Yeah, if you're more stuff in the office, that's good,
Glasses tax. If you have more people who work in your company who wear glasses, your company probably does better because you have more nerds working for you. So you should
pay more tax.
Yeah, that seems...
Have you seen the plastic tax thing?
Go on.
So government is going to investigate how the tax system and charges on single-use plastic items can reduce waste.
Yes.
So this leaves a door open to a plastic tax, effectively.
Yeah. Is the door made of plastic that's open, or...?
I assume it would be made of wood.
Okay.
Is it a door? Is it a flap? Is it a window?
Well, maybe...
That's even the point, because I've seen on telly you can get plastic for free in the ocean now.
Yeah.
You can just fish for it.
Yes, true. Yeah.
So...
If you just open up a baby albatross, you'll find some inside it.
Yeah, so you won't have to pay anything for it. So what's it? People aren't buying plastic anymore. You just get it from the sea.
Yeah.
You fish it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't ready for that comment.
All right. Anyway, Martha, thank you for bringing us some Brexit from the point of view of a European migrant.
Thank you.
Obviously, it's a budget special. Much going on. A lot to talk about, a lot to unpick. Alex Dibble is down.
Dibble.
Down at College Green for us this afternoon. He'll be talking to MPs as they pass by, grabbing them and interviewing them for this very programme. Sam Delaney's coming live, the whole show from College Green later as well. But we will be bringing you a budget special between now and when we stop at 4. The news, which is the very latest with Victoria, is on the way next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Black Friday deals have arrived at the perfume shop, like Eau de Lacoste Blanc, only £29.99 for 175ml, saving £37 off the RRP of £67, while stocks last at the perfume shop, celebrating 25 years on the high street. Black Friday deals at the perfume shop. Offer ends Sunday, the 26th of November.
School, homework, teachers. I'd rather be playing footy with my mates. I didn't think I was going to finish high school anyway. To be honest, I felt embarrassed, because everyone else was doing well in class. Then, a friend told me about Kit McGrath English and Maths Tutoring. Homework and exams don't freak me out anymore. I'm catching up now, and I know my Kit McGrath tutor is always there to keep me on track. It's a good feeling. KitMcGrath.co.uk. Book a free assessment today.
If you had £10,000 in your pocket this Christmas, what would you spend it on? A diamond-studded Santa hat? A pimped-out sleigh? 10,000 sprouts? Whatever it is, make your Christmas dreams come true. Start collecting SunSavers codes today and you could win one of five £10,000 cash prizes. Only with the Sun.
Oh, come on, where's that tab? I had it a
How
second
come that's
ago.
Gone up? What's that about?
Oh, too many tabs.
I didn't mean to. I can't remember what tab that was
blue
on.
One. So frustrating. I can't believe I missed it.
And it's sold out!
Don't spend Black Friday searching the internet like everyone else. Just check eBay for big deals from big-name retailers all in one place. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
I know how to avoid a soggy bottom. I know the name of cinema's most famous white shark. I know all the things you can do with a Maris Piper. And I definitely know the TV show that made this music famous. But I don't know my state pension.
Find out more about your state pension and how much it should be. Get to know your pension. Visit yourpension.gov.uk.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. Hello, welcome along. It's a budget special. Here's Victoria with the very latest.
Thanks, John. Coming up, all you need to know about the budget.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor has ended his budget speech with a promise to help address the housing crisis.
With effect from today, for all first-time buyer purchases up to £300,000, I am abolishing stamp duty altogether.
Philip Hammond has spent just over an hour delivering his spending plans. He set aside an extra £3 billion over the next 2 years to prepare for every possible outcome for Brexit. £2.8 billion of extra funding will go to the NHS. He's also promised to invest more money in the government's benefit reforms, universal credit, which have been criticised for taking too long for claimants to get money.
This, Mr Deputy Speaker, is a £1.5 billion package to address concerns about the delivery of the benefit.
The Chancellor's confirmed the national living wage for over 25s will go up from £5.50 to £7.83 in April. We'll soon be able to earn £11,850 before we're taxed. People who own diesel cars, though, which fail to meet the latest emission standards, will face a tax increase. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has condemned the budget.
Economic growth has been revised down. Productivity growth has been revised down. Business investment revised down. People's wages and living standards revised down. What sort of strong economy is that? What sort of fit for the future is that?
Elsewhere, the man known as the Butcher of Bosnia has been jailed for life. It's understood Ratko Mladic will appeal his conviction. A 31-year-old has been arrested on suspicion of terror offences in Lancashire. Two houses were raided this morning in Nelson. And Uber says it can't confirm how many British customers were affected by a data hack last year. The ride-hailing app had tried to cover up the scandal.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there. It'd be really refreshing, wouldn't it? Because, you know, you were talking about Jeremy Corbyn's reaction there, rightly, to the budget. And you know, that always happens, doesn't it? The Chancellor of whatever side at the time delivers their budget, then the Leader of the Opposition stands up, as is their right, to address the issues within the budget and comment on it. And they always do that sort of thing. They'd always pick holes in it. Wouldn't it be refreshing if Corbyn had just stood up and gone, yep, fair play, mate. Sat back down again.
I don't think that would happen in any realm.
I know, but it's a shame in a way.
If he just sort of realised that there's absolutely nothing you can do to change
it. There's nothing
you
can do.
And they just go, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
And that's all he has to say. Oh, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
And sits down. Yeah. Sort of gives a knowing wink to John McDonald.
Or just sort of stood at something and just gone, chinny wreck on. And just sat back down again. Just not having any of it. Anyway, bonus news today, by the way. Victoria's news bulletins. Oh,
no,
that,
no.
I thought we're doing...
No, we're speaking to Alex Dibble.
Oh, weren't we doing a budget special?
Aren't
we?
No.
Well, I've been biffed.
Let me finish my sentence. Bonus news today isn't happening because we're going to be talking to Alex Dibble live from College Green instead as a sort of budget bonus. All right, that one. Teach me to read the running order. Victoria.
Yeah, it's on there.
Thank you very much.
In bold as well.
Is it?
It couldn't be bigger.
Is it?
I think this is just for Con to get out of doing mineral news, because that's what he said he was going to do yesterday. It's just a ploy for him to avoid doing it.
Oh, yeah, he did say he'd do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And I'm busy following the budget.
Yeah, so tomorrow he has to do it.
All right.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes when you say things, it actually means something, and there will be consequences.
Not on this show.
Unlike the Chancellor.
Brings it back to the budget.
Yeah, clever. It's a budget spec. Happy Budget Day, by the way, Victoria.
Oh, thanks, John. Really happy budget day to you.
What did you do on Budget Eve? I love it. Did you get the budget singers coming around?
No.
Did you not?
I spent the evening in a pub.
Well, that's traditional.
That's what I did, yeah.
Oh, we had the Chancellor's Fiscal Carol. A load of them came around. They did Come All Ye Party Faithful. That was good. In the Bleak Mid-Brexit. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem, where millennials can't afford to buy a house. All the favourite carols for Budget Day. Happy Budget Day. Of course, the Chancellor has now delivered his gifts.
Are you going to sing any of these carols?
No. So that's We Wish You a Merry Budget Day.
We wish you a Merry Budget Day. We wish you a Merry Budget Day and a Happy Autumn Statement.
That's lovely.
Now.
There's not going to be an autumn statement next year.
Wait,
it's autumn now.
Yeah. So he scrapped the spring one.
Yeah.
He moved it from spring to autumn, so you've got it the wrong way around.
It's all very confusing.
Yeah.
Well, I just can't get your head around it.
We're quite late.
Can I do the weather?
Yeah.
Oh.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So heavy rain and strong winds for many this afternoon. Mild for the time of year across England and Wales. Highs of 16 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Now here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. England will wait until after the toss before finalising their lineup for the first Ashes test, which gets underway in Brisbane tonight. Fast bowler Jake Ball has been selected ahead of Craig Overton as a replacement for Ben Stokes. In the Champions League tonight, victory for Chelsea over Karabag in Azerbaijan would guarantee Antonio Conte's side a place in the knockout stages. Manchester United only need a draw at FC Basel to go through, but they could have progressed before that if CSKA Moscow failed to beat Benfica. Celtic head to Paris Saint-Germain. They're chasing third spot in Group B and a place in the next round of the Europa League. Sevilla boss Eduardo Berizzo reportedly told his players that he has cancer at half-time of his side's match against Liverpool last night. They were losing 3-0 at the time and came back to draw the Champions League tie 3-3. An ex-Formula One driver Robert Kubica set to return to the sport by testing for Williams. The Polish driver doesn't have full use of his right arm since he partially severed it in a rally crash. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
There we go, that's the sport powered by TalkSport. The sport doesn't even stop for Budget Day, does it? Happy Budget Day, Cornelius.
Happy
Budget Day, everybody. Happy Budget Day.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So as the commentators begin to analyse what Philip Hammond had to say in just over an hour of talking to the House, where he turned down his allowed tipple, which of course the Chancellor by tradition is allowed to have an alcoholic beverage with him in or her in the, or non-specific gender, in the House while delivering. He chose water. I think the last Chancellor to have a drink, alcohol drink, was Ken Clark, maybe had some whiskey or something back in the day, I can't remember. But we are bringing you a budget special this afternoon. Of course, we will be talking to the man in the street later. Now, that is an actual man in an actual street. That is the tradition. You know it is. Tomorrow it'll be full of how the budget affects you, the normal person. So later we'll be talking. It's very well talking to commentators and pundits and so forth, but we will be talking to a normal person later. So. And a millennial. It's been called the millennial budget. The stamp duty, of course, abolished for first-time buyers up to homes of £300,000, although how they're going to afford the deposit on that is anyone's guess. And they get a millennial rail card. The lucky things. They can barely wait. Much to talk about, of course, in the budget. And we should continue to do so now.
Money
So as we've been saying, yeah, budget day. Here's a few headlines of what we know so far. We know about that millennial rail card, of course. Housing was always going to be a big issue. We now know that stamp duty has been abolished for first-time buyers on homes up to £300,000. The national living wage for workers over the age of 25 is going to increase by 4.4% from £7.50 an hour to £7.83 from April next year. If that's you, why not get in touch and tell us how you're going to spend that extra 33 pence? So what else is going on? The budget's been over for about 25 minutes. Let's talk to Gaurav Sharma, business editor for the International Business Times. Good afternoon, Gaurav.
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
Good to have you on. So you, like, no offence, Sharma, but like all nerds, and I include me in that, we're glued to the budget, of course, or working out what's going on. It's we've been calling it sort of boring but important. I think that's probably true. What are your main takeaway headlines, Gaurav?
I think the first takeaway is that the Chancellor's job was to not make a pig's breakfast of the whole thing. He had to survive the budget because it was somehow pitched as it would be a make or break situation for him. Now, he began with a bit of a clangor from a macroeconomic perspective. You know, he just said, look guys, the next 3-4 years are going to be challenging and I'm revising my economic forecast across the board. Now, you might think that might conventionally cause a run on the pound and that, you know, you might see, but from where we sit at the moment, it's not been that long, the pound has actually risen both against the euro and the dollar. Now that gives a sense that the wider market was perhaps thinking, well, Hammond doesn't have very much room, so if he doesn't make a mess of it, he does maintain a bit of status quo, gives a few morsels here and there, then things should be fine, because more or less a lot of people had priced in all these economic downgrades. Now, in terms of specific policies, I think the standout policy was, of course, the abolishing of stamp duty. But in terms of the minimum wage, there's some tiny morsels there. In terms of sort of freezing the fuel duty, you know, that's almost become a given. I can't last remember when somebody actually raised it. Probably have to go back to Gordon Brown or probably Osborne's first term. So there were some morsels in there. He didn't have an awful lot of room. He didn't give a sterling performance, but he didn't do too badly either, and that's how the markets are interpreting it.
Well, indeed, and it's interesting, isn't it? Because you called it make or break, and I think a lot of people were saying that. And will he come out of this? The last one, of course, back in the spring, when we had the U-turn, of course, came after the National Insurance for Self-Employed People was a big announcement. Turned out that broke a promise in the then manifesto. He had to do a U-turn on that. There is no such promise in the manifesto they launched before this election. Was there any for workers who are self-employed and so on and so forth? Is there anything for them? How were businesses affected and so forth?
I think if you know, we, another nerdy thing, we look at all these risk indices that flash on our screens, and going by the evidence that we have there, we'd say that Hammond has survived the test. He hasn't made a mess of it, as was the case last time around. Now, in terms of encouraging signs that we can see, I think one of the obvious takeaways for a whole lot of workers would be that he's debating removing the pay caps. It's only a tiny amount, only 4.4%, but the minimum wage has been raised. A very popular policy always is, at least on paper, might not actually work out that way, but again, stamp duty abolition. Then again, another thing is, there's some very catchy policies in there. You refer to the millennial rail card, and there's also about encouraging electric vehicles. There's also sort of about keeping the average driver happy via stamp duty. So what he's tried to do is, within the, you know, I suppose, let's say Philip Hammond got up this morning, and you know, when he got there, the treasury cupboard was bare. So the little that he had in his armor, he's probably, you know, fired all the shots, and now what he's hoping is that somehow the tide would turn in his favor. But nothing substantial, nothing so far to sort of write home about. That said, one eye-catchy thing was that he's allocated another £3 billion to mitigate the effects of Brexit. Yeah. He didn't exactly spell it out, how, you know, what's going to happen. But he did say that 700 million had been marked.
Yes.
And he's going to put aside another 3 billion.
He used the word preparation, but that's as far as we got. We don't know what that means.
Yeah, no details were provided. This is a bit thin on details. Now, are we sort of, if we're preparing for an exit from the common market, then is that to make it mitigate the infrastructural impacts, you know, lorries queuing up at the in Dover and so on, or what is this about? So no details were provided. I think it's kind of like he's marked that money and put that aside, fearing the worst but hoping for the best.
Gaurav, thank you very much indeed. Gaurav Sharma there, he's the business editor for the International Business Times, bringing us the latest on the budget. It's a budget special here on Talk Radio. We've got Alex Dibble for us down at College Green. We'll be going to him to find out the latest and see who he can grab as they walk by as the afternoon wears on. Much to come. We've got the big debate at 3, budget special. We have a game of the Chancellor's Price is Right, bringing you the very latest costs of things. That's going to be happening on the programme as well. We'll be looking at the budget from the point of view of millennials by inviting one in the studio, our work experience, Jack. How does it affect millennials? It's been called the Millennial Budget. This is the stamp duty, of course. And the Conservative Party do need to make a sop to the that age group because, of course, they are what technically lost them the last election. So much to come. Next, though, slight budget break. Our own Ian Lee is going into the jungle. Later on the programme, not next, just later on the programme, Tony Blackburn will be joining us on the show. That's right, Tony Blackburn. And we're going to be talking to the man in the street about the budget and how it affects him or her or non-specific gender. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours. That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Money Facts Award 2015 to 2017.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got an 8.3 square metre roll of 100 millimetre earthwall loft insulation for only £9.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
I need some new tyres, please. Just the cheapest you've got.
The cheapest you've got, Linda? Don't you have any regard for your safety?
Who are you?
I'm the voice that appears when people make bad tyre choices, Linda.
But I've...
Don't interrupt. Haven't you heard of Hankook? They're great value premium tyres, offering safety and performance. And they're fitted by the world's leading car manufacturers.
They sound great. I'll take four.
I'm not sure you deserve them now, Linda. Need new tyres? Ask for Hankook.
Wouldn't it be nice if things happened automatically? Like the sun came out on holiday automatically. The dog walked itself automatically. At least your money is protected automatically. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money automatically. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
For your personal contract hire, initial rental 2750, Volvo Car Financial Service. Offer ends December 31st, subject to status. You will not own the car. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
We either agree or disagree. But it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at the Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and the Sunday Times. Know your times.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
All the restrictions have been lifted on Hampshire's eastbound M27, but there's still queues towards Junction 4 for the M3. Through Shirehampton in Bristol, the A4 Portway is busy because of roadworks. The eastbound M54 at Asso heading out of Shropshire is down to one lane for works near Junction 3 for All Brighton and looking busy. Queues north of Stoke for the northbound A500 around Audley, that's because of an accident involving a lorry. No change through Dunford Bridge for the Woodhead Pass, closed because of an overturned lorry and a broken down vehicle causing delays on the clockwise M60 near 17 for Prestwich. I'm Joanna Adams.
Being from the olden days, Royal London know that someday pretty much everyone could get seriously ill. You, me, weightlifters, little yappy dogs, Russian astronauts, you know, pretty much everyone. That's why their life insurance plans bought through an advisor come with Help in Hand. It gives you your own dedicated nurse to help when you most probably get seriously ill. Ask your financial advisor about Royal London Help in Hand today.
Helping Hand is available on protection plans bought through advisors and provided by third parties. Services are not part of a product contract and can be amended or withdrawn at any time.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. So happy budget day, everybody. How did you spend your budget day, Eve? What a night. Favourite night of the year, really. So excited. I could barely sleep. I know, Cornelius, you were the same.
Yeah.
Hanging a red box on the chimney breast.
Yeah.
Just to see what's going to be in it in the morning.
I didn't stay out too late, though, because I knew we had work today.
I know.
You know, so
exciting,
it's annoying having to work on budget day, but it's double pay.
It's double pay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you leave a calculator and a glass of sherry out for the Chancellor?
No, he requested a mineral water.
Oh,
didn't he?
Right. Yeah, right. When I woke up this morning, though, I love that magic bit that I left him some sherry, and that had gone, he'd written boobies on the calculator, turning it upside down. I love.
He's a joker like that, isn't he?
He really is. He's so funny and everything. I can't wait to finish the show. Actually, go home and have a budget day dinner. Looking forward to that. Traditional this year, of course. We're having a fat cat with all the tax benefits and special stuffing for the poor. That's going to be. Happy Budget Day! The big question, though, of course, is what about the man in the street? That's going to be in all the papers tomorrow. How does the budget affect the man in the street, i.e. you, me, women and non-specific genders? How does it affect them all? Well, it's all very well talking to pundits and experts, isn't it? But what about the actual man in the street? Let's go to one now. Ross is on the phone. Hello, Ross!
Hello?
Hello, Ross, you all right?
How you going, mate?
I'm all right, Ross. It's been a while, hasn't it? Since,
What has?
Doesn't matter. So, look, where are you, Ross?
It's been a while, John.
Yeah, yes, it has. Where are you?
How you going? You all right?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, how are you?
I'm not so bad. I've just gone into British Homes stalls. It's quite windy here, yeah?
Right, that's fine. So, look, you're the man in the street, and you've,
That's a relief.
Yeah. How's the budget going to affect you, Ross? You're just a normal listener, you're just a normal person. You know, and it always comes down to how the budget's going to affect the normal person. That is you. How is it going to affect you? What have you taken away from this budget, Ross?
I burnt the cage.
The what, sorry?
I burnt the cage.
Yeah.
I took all the sandpaper out, because it's just covered in poo.
Yeah.
And I'm done with them. I'm not getting any more. The beaks get too long and they keep breathing. It's making a mess of my lairs, John.
Yeah, but the...
Hello?
Are you still there?
It's been a long time, isn't it, John?
It has, yeah. How have you been, Ross?
What have you been doing with yourself?
We've been here every...
You're still talking, are you, on the thing?
Still talking on the radio, Ross, yeah.
On the radio, Ross?
Yeah. What do you make of the Chancellor's £1.5 billion package to address concerns of the delivery of universal credit, Ross?
I'm in two mines, John.
Two mines? Are you?
Yeah, two of them. What about you? Are you in two mines? Hello?
You still there, Ross?
Hello?
You still there, Ross?
Been a while, John.
It has been a while. How are you doing?
What did you want to know about my budgie store, anyway?
Budget, not budgie, Ross.
It's budgie regard, you're trying to be posh.
Right.
What's that got to do with you, anyway?
I'm just interested in your view as the man in the street. The price of... Listen to me, Ross. The price
I'm
of...
I'm going to put his own stores now.
I know. The price of...
Go back out in the street, OK?
Yeah, because it's no point asking the man in British Home Stores what's going on.
Go on. Come out now.
That's good. Tell us about your view as the normal man in the street, your view of the Chancellor's... He's frozen the duty on petrol. He's frozen the duty on spirits and wine and beer. This is what will get the headlines tomorrow in terms of the normal person, how it's going to affect you. What do you make of that, Ross?
He's frozen them.
Yep.
So they don't go off. If they're frozen, you can have them whenever you want, can't you?
So you think frozen petrol is a good thing?
I don't mind, yeah. You can use it whenever you want, then. It saves you going down to the garage, won't it?
So you
think... Save me and flapjacks, John, I tell you.
Can you go back in British Home Stores now?
I'm inside now, John.
Right.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Excuse me, mate. Can I just stand... Excuse me. I'll be an ID. Hang on. I've come in here all the time.
Yeah.
No, nothing. I've just come in.
Right.
No, he's not having it. He sent me back outside again.
Okay, back outside then.
Racist.
But the man in this.
Sorry, go on.
The national living wage for. I don't know what
it's
it is
going.
You. What do you do, Rod? Do you earn money, Ross?
I don't, John. I did me back in many years ago.
That's right. So what about your benefits? What do you make of that?
I'm in Wilco's now. The benefits. They're good, John. I need them.
Yeah, well, all right, yeah, but what do you... Okay, well, the national living wage for workers over the age of 25 is going to increase by 4.4%. That's £7.50 an hour to £7.83 an hour, Ross. What would you do with that extra 33p an hour if you indeed were well enough to go to work?
Oh, probably get some more flapjacks.
Right.
I won't lie, I'm a bit addicted to them, John.
Oh, yeah, what sort of flapjacks?
Any kind of flapjacks. The fudge flavours, the apples, there's... Strawberry flavours.
Right.
You name a flapjack and I'll get it.
The good news for you is that there has been no announcement from Philip Hammond, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, on the price of flapjacks. As far as we're aware, they remain unaffected.
It don't matter if they are. I've got loads in the freezer anyway.
In the freezer, yeah, with the petrol, yeah.
It's very wise, John.
All right. Well, look, it's
been a while.
It's been a while, Ross. Yeah, how have you been?
Tell me something new, John. What are you doing with yourself?
I've got a new shoe.
And there's just the one?
Two.
Just the one, two? Is the mic not working?
Two shoes. Doesn't matter.
One, two. Testing.
That's Ross there. He's a man in British Home Stores, the street, and then Wilco's. And that really is the point of view that counts, isn't it? It's all very well speaking to experts, but they talk mumbo jumbo a lot of the time, whereas Ross there... As you know,
it's
just
more coherent.
As you or I, really. And the papers tomorrow, you know, they will be full of exactly how the budget is affecting you, the ordinary person, as they're reflected with Ross. They're calling in to talk radio, the caller there, Ross. Slightly confused, but it doesn't matter because that's the point, isn't it? The budget is confusing and that's how much it confuses people. And Ross is there representing the man in the street or in British Home Stores or Wilco's, depending. A lot to think about there, I think. And there will be a lot to think about in the next half an hour of the programme as well when we bring you the viewpoint of millennials, because it's been called the millennial budget. The millennial rail card, that was announced pre-budget. There is the issue of stamp duty being abolished for first-time buyers on properties up to £300,000. Jack is our work experience. I mean, he's never going to be able to afford a property of £300,000, stamp duty or not. Let's not kid ourselves. But he'll be here to give us the budget from the point of view of millennials. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons, it's just gone 2:30. Victoria's here with the very latest in the news.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor has announced he's abolishing stamp duty for first-time buyers on purchases up to £300,000. It was a big announcement in Philip Hammond's budget, one of a number of policies aimed at tackling the housing crisis. There's also £2.8 billion more investment for the health service and more cash put aside to cover the cost of Brexit. He's told MPs he'll cut universal credit waiting times and freeze duty on beer, wine, spirits and most ciders. While the Chancellor's also confirmed the National Living Wage wage for over 25s will go up from £7.50 to £7.83 in April, and he says most will see their income tax fall.
From April, I will increase the personal allowance to £11,850 and the higher rate threshold to £46,350.
But Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has told the Commons that's not good enough.
Personal debt levels are rising. 8.3 million people over indebted. If he wants to help people out of debt, he should back Labour's policy for a real living wage of £10 an hour by 2020.
Elsewhere, former Bosnian Serb military commander Ratko Mladic is planning to appeal after being jailed for life for war crimes. A Hague court has found him guilty of genocide, extermination and murder during the conflict in the 90s. Uber says it doesn't know how many UK customers may have been affected by a cyber attack. The taxi companies admitted it kept quiet after paying a ransom to hackers last year. And administrators for collapsed airline Monarch have won their appeal against a ruling that would have seen it stripped of its runway slots. Judges have agreed they should be able to offer them to other airlines to raise cash for creditors. The weather, heavy rain and strong winds for many this afternoon. Mild for the time of year across England and Wales with highs of 16 degrees. There's more news in just under half an hour.
Most ciders.
Yes, because is it called so-called white ciders or something?
White ciders,
I don't know.
I think I've got have I got the name wrong?
You know what? I think our person to ask will be Jack Beaumont when he comes in.
Because he's a millennial.
And yeah. He'll know all about it. Yeah. He looks like a man who drinks in a park.
He does. And smells the same.
That's not very nice, is it?
It's true, though.
I've never noticed a bad stench from him.
Have you not?
No.
Stinks
why,
of cider.
Why have you been smelling the work experience?
No, because usually forbidden. When people smell, their stench stays behind. It lingers.
Yeah.
That's a fact. It's happened with other people who've come in here. I'm not going to name names.
Oh.
Is it Sam Delaney?
No, he smells great.
Okay.
Better than you.
All right. Do you sniff presenters?
Well, no.
Not anymore.
I heard that rumour.
Not after that meeting.
Where I they deny said, the allegations.
Victoria, stop sniffing the presenters.
I deny these claims.
Yeah,
everyone
does.
Completely untrue.
Everyone says that. Right, Victoria, thank you very much indeed for bringing us... I'm going to call it news. Did you do the weather? Yes, you did, probably.
It's finished.
Is it all finished now?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I go home?
No. I'm afraid not. We will be talking next to Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
Who is on College Green for us for Talk Radio. It's our budget special. Happy Budget Day, Victoria. Did you leave a calculator and a glass of sherry out for the Chancellor last night?
No.
Oh, come on.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And when I woke up, the sherry was gone, of course, and he'd written boobies on the calculator. I love that.
That's great. And actually,
so excited. I love Budget Day.
Well, he, traditionally...
Yeah.
The Chancellor can have a drink of alcohol while delivering
the
speech.
Yeah, I've just read an article on that.
Yeah, but he just had water today.
I know. Well, you know, they all do, apart from the last person to have alcohol, I think, was Kenneth Clark.
It was, yeah.
Oh. He had some whiskey. But since then,
that
no one...
That was a
one...
while ago, though.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
No one's had a tipple at the dispatch box
I think
since
it'd be more fun if it was drunk budget.
If you had to guess what drink William Gladstone enjoyed...
Whiskey.
No.
Terps.
It's an unusual drink.
Sherry.
Oh, Jägermeister.
No. It's a sherry.
I just said sherry.
With a beaten egg with it.
What?
Yeah.
Well, in it or with it or in a cup next to it?
William Gladstone enjoyed the unusual tipple of a sherry with a beaten egg.
With an egg in a sherry?
Yeah.
Yeah, because some like, cocktails
like
often have them.
Advocat, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've never heard of an egg in a sherry before.
Yeah, but isn't that just what Advocat
is? We need
is?
To try that out.
How?
Get an egg and some sherry. There you go. There you go.
Where sherry.
Get
some sherry.
So
from?
William Gladstone.
Shop.
What year was this?
I'm not sure, but I can find out. Yeah. I'll do more investigating.
So when William Gladstone, I think Gladstone that when he was Chancellor gave his first budget speech and left the speech at home. I think was that Gladstone? Oh, I think that might have been.
Is that why they make a big deal about holding up the red folder
to
now?
Remember?
I've
I'm
got
sure
it.
Gladstone left the speech. There was nothing in his box or something. Maybe just an egg and some sherry. But that's, I didn't know that. But Kenneth Clark was certainly the last Chancellor to have an alcoholic drink in modern times at the dispatch box. And everyone else has had water. Gordon Brown and stuff, all had water, including Philip Hammond today.
They should
just go for it. They should just neck stuff.
I think so.
You know.
It'd liven it up a bit.
Yeah. Some bookers and stuff.
Shall we end the show on some sherry and egg then?
Egg.
Can just you buy sherry? How
yeah,
easy
of course you can
sherry?
Buy sherry.
Yeah,
you don't get it. You don't milk something. You don't get it from a cow. Of course you buy it. Anyway, but that's you know, budget fashion.
He drunk the sherry and beaten egg in his 4-hour budget speech.
That's right. 4 hours.
In 1853.
There you go.
Maybe that's why it took 4 hours.
Yeah, because he was just going, oh, horrible. Anyway, Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
Alex Green is down at the Dibble, at College Dibble for us, and he'll be talking to us next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Jerry.
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're bringing you a budget special, of course. We've been talking about all of the Chancellor's announcements since we began at 1 o'clock. He stopped talking at around 20 to 2. But we've been going through, picking the bones out of it as we've been going along. Alex Dibble is down at College Green for us with the very latest. Afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Green down at College Dibble.
Yeah, good. And last we spoke to you, of course, it was an empty green apart from journalists waiting for him to finish. He finished as we were talking to you. And how was the stampede of MPs across the road to where you are now?
The very few that made it across safely. So the headline news, no MPs have been injured in the reporting of this budget.
Glad to hear it. We were concerned for a while. So what is the latest? What have you got, Alex? Have you been talking to?
Well, a couple of people have genuinely made it across the road and been speaking to us here on College Green. It's very exciting because the atmosphere is building. The Drive Time team are already here, Sam Delaney and et al. So we're all gearing up. And also I've been speaking to the Lib Dem leader, Vince Cable, who I was chatting to just a moment ago, post-budget announcement from Philip Hammond, obviously, and I started just by asking him his reaction.
Your reaction to what you heard, there's some of which was expected, and the Chancellor tried to pull one or two rabbits out of the hat as well. What did you make of it?
Well, in a way, the tone of the budget was set in the first few minutes when he announced the projections for the future. It's not good, and in slowing growth, at the end of the Parliament, people will be roughly on average £700 a year worse off than was expected when the Office of Budget Responsibility last reported. This is a slowdown partly caused by these underlying deep problems of low productivity, but mainly by Brexit and the effect that's having on the economy. He set aside more money because of Brexit risks than has been set aside for the NHS. That tells us something about the perspective, and it's not a good one.
Do you think he was able to give anything to give a bit of positivity that might counteract what we hear about productivity?
Well, there were some very good initiatives around productivity in terms of, you know, investing in science and technology innovation, putting more money through the British Business Bank, which I set off when we were in the coalition government. No, there were some good ideas and some good initiatives in that area, but unfortunately, the overall picture for future growth is not good, and sort of Brexit hangs over everything, because everything money that the government puts in the economy is being subtracted by lack of confidence in the business sector.
I had a lack of confidence there, Alex, in him being able to pronounce the word Brexit at one point. We had a Brexit and a Brexit in there, I think. Somebody maybe have been to the Commons Bar. I don't know. You mentioned Brexit, Alex. Is that what the overriding talk is on College Green? Is that what people are taking from the budget, what we would call the Brexit problem?
Well, Brexit is a massive problem, but I don't think it's what everybody is actually talking about, funnily enough. The main context within which Philip Hammond delivered his speech was the really poor prospects for the growth of the UK economy over the next couple of years. And Vince Cable touched on it there. Productivity.
Sorry to stop you there. That's. Could you get me an ice cream? It's just gone past.
There have been like about 3 fire engines and numerous police cars as well. So all it does is say that our microphones are working well. They're picking up what's happening a good 50 yards away. But yes, the poor growth forecast for the next couple of years means that Philip Hammond, there's virtually nothing he can do to kickstart the UK economy. And of course, Vince Cable, Lib Dems, I've just been speaking to a member of the SNP as well. They're gonna grasp hold of that and say, well, if they were in charge, they could actually change the whole dynamic and change the direction of the economy, and he's not doing that.
Alex, does Vince Cable look a lot like Mr. Burns in real life, like he does on telly?
Do you know what? I would have dismissed that question as childish and naive. Having said that, I've just been speaking to him, and he was wearing a dark blue suit with a yellow tie, and that meant that, yes, you probably...
There it is. All the exclusives on Talk Radio this afternoon. Alex Green for us down at College Dibble. With the breaking news that Vince Cable in real life does look like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, just like he does on the television. We are bringing you a budget special, of course. News-led entertainment for your afternoons. Next, genuinely, as it's been called, the millennial budget. Mostly just by me, if I'm honest. There are sops to the millennials in there. The millennials arguably lost the Tories, their majority, at the last election by voting for Jeremy Corbyn. So how are they trying to claw back that vote? They've already talked about a millennial rail card. They've already talked about, certainly the budget this afternoon, about stamp duty. But is that realistic? Because at the end of the day, you've still got to find a deposit on a house of £300,000 or whatever it might be. We're going to be talking to a millennial next. Jack is our work experience. He falls squarely into that definition. He's been analysing the budget for us from that perspective. We'll do it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
It's getting closer. The Land Rover Black Event arrives this week from the 24th to the 26th of November. With offers across a range of models, including the Range Rover Evoque, with up to £5,000 deposit contribution and 5.9% APR representative PCP finance. Find out more at your local retailer. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Selected models only, credit subject to status, UK 18 plus only. Deposit contribution amount varies and is dependent upon Range Rover Evoque model purchased. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only. Black Horse Limited trading as Land Rover Financial Services.
I need some new tyres, please. Just the cheapest you've got.
The cheapest you've got, Linda? Don't you have any regard for your safety?
Who are you?
I'm the voice that appears when people make bad tyre choices, Linda.
But I've...
Don't interrupt. Haven't you heard of Hankook? They're great value premium tyres, offering safety and performance. And they're fitted by the world's leading car manufacturers.
They sound great. I'll take 4.
I'm not sure you deserve them now, Linda. Need new tyres? Ask for Hankook.
If you haven't taxed your car, here's something to think about. At the DVLA, we have the records of over 37 million vehicles on our database. Currently, we are clamping or impounding over 10,000 untaxed vehicles every month. It's nothing personal. It's the law. So if you haven't taxed your car, we'll find it. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/car tax.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI?
That's check to 80800.
Black Friday deals have arrived at the perfume shop. Like Roberto Cavalli, only £23.99 for 75 mil, saving £40 off the RRP of £64, while stocks last at the perfume shop, celebrating 25 years on the high street. Black Friday deals at the perfume shop. Offer ends Sunday the 26th of November.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M27 is busy again as you head towards Eastleigh. Approaching junction 4 for the M3, there's restrictions on the exit slip road because of an overturned vehicle. Shropshire's eastbound M4 heading out of the county is queuing junctions 3 to 2 near Old Brighton because of emergency repairs. There's queues on the northbound A500 near to the Audley turn, so to the north of Stoke. One lane closed because of an accident. The Woodhead pass through Dunford Bridge is now open, but it has a speed restriction, and there's queues on the clockwise M60 after a breakdown in junction 17 for Prestwich. I'm Gerena Adams.
Being from the olden days, Royal London know that someday pretty much everyone could get seriously ill. You, me, weightlifters, little yappy dogs, Russian astronauts, you know, pretty much everyone. That's why their life insurance plans bought through an advisor come with Help in Hand. It gives you your own dedicated nurse to help when you most probably get seriously ill. Ask your financial advisor about Royal London Help in Hand today.
Helping Hand is available on protection plans bought through advisors and provided by third parties. Services are not part of a product contract and can be amended or withdrawn at any time.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Julius.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, I hope you've asked for double money.
I have.
Well done, mate. Good work. Right, OK. Happy Budget Day.
Happy. It certainly is.
Yeah, good work. So here's what's going on. It's Budget Day. Happy Budget Day, everybody. Happy Budget Day if you're just joining us. What a day. Favourite day of the year. Best day of the year, Chloe, isn't it? Best day of the year. You know what I love about budget dates? That you know everyone's doing the same thing. You know, families are gathering round what's left of their money, aren't they? And just sitting around, just going, oh, happy budget day, everybody. And, you know, you have the traditional budget day dinner this year. I can't wait to get home. We're having fat cat with all the tax breaks. I can't wait. And special stuffing for the poor.
What do you think about the commercialisation of budget day?
Well, John? You know, it's all
about the money these days.
It is, and I think that's sad.
People forget the true meaning
of budget day,
which is of course
boxes.
Yeah, red boxes. That's right.
And people these days don't there's not enough,
Philip Hammond went to the first ever Chancellor Mary went to a rucksack shop,
yeah,
but all the rucksacks were sold out,
yeah,
but the kind bag keeper said, yeah, you can have this old dusty red box.
Yeah, and that's why to this, and there was a donkey near it.
Yeah. And it's getting quite convoluted now, isn't it?
It really is. Anyway, I mean, nice try, but you kind of ruined it. It's all very complicated, though, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, many people can't. And that's why we're here to help, even on Budget Day, when we analyse the budget. Everyone's doing it. Everyone is analysing the budget. We're no different, but we're doing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. That's right. This is a haiku sent in by listener Dave on Twitter. It's the news, the budget news in haikus.
Budget day today. How much more tax will I pay? Lots, says Mrs. May.
News in haikus.
Mm.
Okay, just coming up to 10 to 3. The Chancellor shut his gob just over an hour ago, sat down, having commended his budget to the House. At which point Jeremy Corbyn stood up and started bad-mouthing it all, as is traditional. But it's been called in some circles the budget for the millennials. Now, I mean, I say some circles, I mean mainly by me. And that's because the Chancellor was widely tipped to be sending a signal to millennials that the Tory party could well be the party for them. He did this by giving them a rail card. And what great news this is. No stamp duty for first-time buyers on houses up to £300,000. We've got an actual millennial in the studio because work experience is Jack. He falls squarely into that camp, don't you? That definition of a millennial. And the news, Jack, though, that you won't be paying stamp duty on that house you were itching to buy with all of the money you've got. So that, look at that, £300,000. Look at that, now you've got almost £2,000 saved or something. And the deposit, you must be so excited that the Chancellor's given you this handout.
Over the moon, and that combined with the rising of minimum wage from £7.50 to £7.83.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas has come early.
Yeah,
for me.
Well, it's budget day, as we know. So are you, what are you going to spend that extra 33 pence an hour on?
Well, probably strong continental lager.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, here's what we're saying. So he's given you 33p more and a rail card, and with the money saved, you'll probably even out, because hand rolling tobacco, which is, I'm told this afternoon, the millennials that smokes choice of product.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also some cider has gone up. Yeah. And it's the cider that millennials like best.
Well, yeah, it's white cider will rise, the tax on white cider.
What's white cider? I mean, I'm too old for this.
Well, the famous one is White Ace, which, of course, is bad news for me, but even more so for Cornelius's mum, who I know likes a litre of White Ace before getting out of bed in the morning.
That's right. Yeah, and mostly has it intravenously, I've heard, as well. Mm. And Cornelius just reaches over and plugs her in, essentially.
They're listening. You know, my parents in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, that they own.
Yeah. Abu Dhabi,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi do. That's probably what they're shouting now. Cornelius, you know this already, but Cornelius, of course, was taught how to French kiss by his own mum in a bus stop.
I didn't know that. No.
Did you not?
That's the same as me.
Did you not? She taught you how to kiss as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amazing! Cornelius's mum, because he went on a Tinder date, it was his first date, this is a couple of years ago now, but it's not like last week, but a couple of years ago, and he told his mum, she walked into the bus stop at the end of the road to go on the Tinder date, he said to his mum, "Mum, I don't know how to French kiss." She taught him in front of people at the bus stop a couple of years ago. So, and then you as well.
Well, when she taught me, it was behind closed doors. Then.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. All right, so...
I'm so glad we're still really covering the budget so well,
yeah,
here,
well,
guys.
You know,
my budget was gone that day.
Yeah. Right, that's enough.
So what of this cider, first of all? I don't know what... So is this like super strength cider?
Yeah, 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 totally, yeah.
Is that what it...
Goes great with the roll-up. White Ace, I think, is the main white cider. I think maybe K cider as well, about 8.4%. That was my tipple back in the day.
So I was talking about K cider with Jake Yap on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was talking about a time... I wasn't there, but some of my friends, very irresponsibly, and it ended up terribly, did something called a 10K challenge.
Oh, yeah, heard of that. Yeah.
What?
Which is to 10K. Try... Which we... Absolutely, do it's a, such a bad idea.
Yeah, don't do it, kids.
Yeah, it is to
or adults
consume 10 cans of the K cider.
That's not a good
which
idea.
Which is 8%.
That's
so
not good.
It's
yeah.
just a terrible right. idea.
Okay.
And I think a good percentage of them soiled themselves. So.
Yeah, and that's mainly millennials anyway, as far as I can see. So all right, so you the millennial rail card though. I mean, this was a gift.
This is what? Yeah, this is the thing. I mean. Where am I? Yeah, here we go. It was a big story. This was pre-budget because it was kind of tipped to happen. They're extending it from 25 max age to 30.
Yeah.
Subject to terms and conditions, cannot be used on commuter trains. Yeah, forgive me for not messing my pants in excitement, Mr. Hammond. Yeah. I've never had a rail card because if you're properly skint, you get the megabus and take the risk of contracting diseases on the chin. but those that do have a rail card and only travel on off-peak fares save on average £150 a year, not to be sniffed at. But how about a proper living wage instead? If it were moved up to £10 an hour, which is not unreasonable in London, I'd have an extra £150 a fortnight, let alone a year. Sorry. And also, I find it rather un-Tory-like to be rewarding those not in regular 9-to-5 jobs, because commuters at peak times will continue to pay extortionate rates. In fact, season tickets are going up by 3.6% in January. And some people are paying two and a half grand more on their season tickets than since 2010. So how about reducing those spiralling costs rather than...
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? You see, it's all very getting the headlines. Here's some, hey, millennials, have a little rail card, have some stamp duty. But the rest of the costs, of course, like, i.e. not being able to afford a deposit on a house in the first place, and you can't even use the rail card, did we say, off-peak or with season tickets?
Yeah, I mean, so who are the people between 25 and 30 that regularly use off-peak train services? So far, I can only think of football away fans. You know, so the Tories are giving young hoodlums a break, and as a representative of the young hoodlums, I'd like to say directly to Mr. Hammonds that we're not bothered, frankly. And yet they're doing nothing for the young nine-to-fivers who are most likely demographic to swing Tory, you would have thought.
Yeah. And in terms of anything else in the budget for millennials that you saw?
Abolition of the stamp duty for first-time buyers.
Yeah.
It'll save first-time buyers a couple of grand, but the obvious question is, how many aspiring first-time buyers will this actually help? Probably only those that were minted in the first place.
Yes, like Cornelius and his family, as we've established. But do you feel, I mean, just off... And as a millennial, as somebody who, you know, was responsible collectively for taking away the Tories' majority last time, they're trying to claw your vote back, Jack. How do you feel about that?
Not quite going to happen to me. I mean, if anyone under 30 who is softening to the Tories because of this, the half-baked come-and-get-me plea, could I please have their number? Because they must be very easy to chat up.
There we have it. All with the millennial comes back to that, doesn't it? Yeah. Everything's a dating app to you, isn't it, Jack? Your generation. Yeah. Every opportunity. Like a rat up a drainpipe, Jack.
Yeah.
All right. But a drainpipe on a house you can't afford. Thank you very much, Jack. The view of a millennial, an actual millennial.
It's weird having one or two in the studio. Yeah. We could take him, Jack.
Yeah.
We could take over
again,
the station.
Again, there you go, back to it again.
We could
That's
do
harassment.
A millennial coup.
Good. Right. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
In the next bit of the programme, a big debate budget special, we will be bringing you a game of The Chancellor's Price is Right and to step away... What are you going to say?
That? I was going to say, this just in, we'll be talking to the Shadow Secretary for the State of Work and Pensions, Debbie Abrahams, at 3:30.
Will we?
Yes, we will.
Excellent news.
Thanks
and
to
also
Chloe.
Tony Blackburn, who's going to be taking us away from the budget and more into the jungle. Our very own Ian Lee, off of Talk Radio in the Nights, is going into the jungle. You know that by now in I'm a Celebrity. And, we're going to get Tony Blackburn, former King of the Jungle, of course, and his take and some advice for Ian on the show later. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. The news is on the way.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent. Comfort for your home.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Cara, joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
At DFS, Autumn Winter Collection sofas are up to half price. Many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though. Selected sofas end Monday. DFS.
That moment when you promise yourself an early night, but end up on the phone in a YouTube wormhole until 2 a.m. Or that moment when you're walking and texting, and look up to see the person you almost walked into glaring at you? Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get 10 litres of brilliant white Dulux Trade Super Matte Emulsion for only £29.99 ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 26th of November. Don't miss Selco's Deal of the Week. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Oh, come on, where's that tab? I had it a second
ago. How come
that's
gone up? What's that about?
Oh, I didn't click too many tabs.
I didn't mean to.
I remember what tab that was on.
So frustrating. I can't believe I've missed it.
And it's sold out!
Don't spend Black Friday searching the internet like everyone else. Just check eBay for big deals from big-name retailers all in one place. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
On Budget Day. Good afternoon. It's a budget special. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's 2 minutes past three. Victoria's got the very latest.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the housing crisis at the centre of the budget.
Talk Radio.
First-time buyers have been the big winners in the Chancellor's budget after he announced he'd abolish stamp duty on first homes, costing less than £300,000. Housing was a key theme for Philip Hammond, who promised £44 million of funding, loans and guarantees to support the housing market.
To boost the supply of skills, resources and building land, and to create the financial incentives necessary to deliver 300,000 net additional homes a year on average by the mid-2020s.
There was also more investment for the NHS and £1.5 billion to address what he called concerns about universal credit. But Liberal Democrat leader Sir Vince Cable has told Talk Radio public services will continue to be squeezed over the next few years.
Very little relief, virtually nothing on welfare reform. The money for the NHS is considerably lower than the chief executive of the NHS said is the bare minimum needed to get by. So it's tough.
Other key announcements include £3 billion to prepare for Brexit, plans to hike road tax for diesel cars, and an increase in the national living wage from April, which will see what amounts to a £600 pay rise for full-time workers. In other news, the man dubbed the Butcher of Bosnia has been jailed for life. 75-year-old Ratko Mladic has been found guilty of 10 charges at The Hague, including genocide, extermination and murder during the Bosnian War. It's unclear how many UK customers were affected by a hack at Uber. 57 million people's details were stolen in the attack, which was covered up by the company at the time. And stars have been paying tribute to David Cassidy, who has died at the age of 67. Comedian Dawn French has shared a picture of the singer on Twitter along with the words, "I cherish you," while Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson's tweet is saying that he was very talented and nice.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed for bringing us budget news and other news there, which is, of course, the way of the budget special. Happy Budget Day, by the way.
Happy Budget Day, John.
Happy Budget Day to you.
What are you doing for Budget Boxing Day?
I am going to have leftovers. So anything that's left over from the Chancellor's budget, which I haven't... I mean, I'm still picking through the bones, if I'm honest. I might make fiscal soup. What about yourself?
I'm going to go to sales, John.
Yeah, what, early in the morning?
The tobacconists, yes. You know, the tobacconists, yes. The people who sell cigarettes.
Yeah.
They're going to have a clear out of all their rolling cigarettes before all the prices go up.
Yeah, that's
so,
very nice.
So heading down to that, that'll be fun.
Very good. I do love Budget Day. Can't wait. Can't wait for a budget dinner later. Mm. All the family coming round. We're going to sit round some policies and tuck in.
I think we're going to play Monopoly tonight.
Yeah, that seems to be the right thing to do. Yeah. Anyway, budget special. We've got the big debate budget special on the way. We've got jungle talk as well, stepping away from money for a while. Well, I mean, obviously the people in the jungle are earning money. Tony Blackburn's going to be joining us on the programme. We're also going to be talking to the Shadow Work and Pension Secretary about budget stuff and playing a game of the Chancellor's Price is Right. All between now and 4 o'clock when we stop. It's Talk Radio. In the afternoons, Victoria's got the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So heavy rain and strong winds for many. Pretty mild still across England and Wales. Highs of 16 degrees. What's that noise you're doing there?
Nothing.
It was a weird noise. What? You're grunting weirdly.
No, that's just budget day stuff.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. I was trying to. I've got a budget day blower. You know, the sort of party blower.
Yeah.
And it's malfunctioned.
Yeah.
Popper. A party popper, that's what they're
not,
called.
I'm not doing poppers.
Oh, no, it's not party popper.
Can't do poppers on budget day.
No.
I'm talking about poppers.
Inappropriate.
I'm talking about party poppers.
It's easier to open your red box. What? Here's Pete Abbott with, no? Yes, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. England won't announce their batting order for tonight's first Ashes cricket test in Brisbane until after the toss. The match gets underway at midnight. Fast bowler Jake Ball's been selected ahead of Craig Overton as a replacement for Ben Stokes. In the Champions League tonight, Chelsea are away to Karabag, looking for the victory to take them through to the last 16. Manchester United go to Basel. They could be qualified for the last 16 by kick-off if CSKA Moscow fail to beat Benfica. If not, a draw was still top spot in the group. Celtic are away to PSG. Championship leaders Wolves host Leeds. Middlesbrough take on Birmingham, and it's Ipswich against Sheffield Wednesday. Tottenham defender Danny Rose says he was unhappy to miss Saturday's game with Arsenal, but it's untrue that he's fallen out with Maurizio Pochettino. He returned to start a 2-1 win at Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League last night. And Robert Kubica is a step closer to making an F1 return 6 years after suffering life-changing injuries. He'll test for Williams in Abu Dhabi after the final Grand Prix of the season this weekend. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
That is the sport powered by TalkSport. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons on Budget Day as we bring you the Budget Special.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And my forecast for GDP growth for the year as a whole will be minus 3.5% in line with other independent forecasts.
One thing has defined mankind.
Healthcare.
Sector.
Wages.
Red suitcases.
Brexit. Education.
A day that will go down in history.
Today I will announce more money and more capital investment in schools, hospitals, transport and fighting crime.
Healthcare.
Sectors.
Power.
Policy.
Investment.
Brexit.
Education.
Alcohol.
Petrol.
If you are a maker, a doer or a saver, this budget is for you.
You'll always remember where you were when you heard... The Budget 2017 on Talk Radio.
So, the budget then, Chancellor Philip Hammond, as we know, has been speaking in Parliament this afternoon. Since around 12:40, he did just over an hour of budget talk, cementing his position as one of the most boring men alive. Here's what we know so far. Stamp duty abolished for first-time buyers on properties up to £300,000. NHS England Trusts will get an additional £1.6 billion 2018 to 2019. You already know about the new rail card for millennials aged between 26 to 30. Duty on cider, or most cider, we learn. Wine, spirits and beer is frozen. Your income tax personal allowance will be raised to £11,850, the higher rate threshold to £46,350 from April next year. There was speculation that would become £50,000. He hasn't quite gone that far. The national living wage for workers over the age of 25 will increase by 4.4% to £7.50 an hour. We also know today that giving unwanted hugs to workplace colleagues is a no-no. But we know that not from the budget, of course, but from John Lasseter, the boss of Pixar Films, who is now, this is in the news today, taking time out from being the boss of Pixar to consider his behaviour as he's the latest Hollywood name to get caught in the ever-spreading Weinstein net. Apparently he's hugged staff and invaded personal space at work. And we look forward to the film about it, Despicable Him. Or Workplace Monsters, Inc. On the line, listening to Talk Radio this afternoon. Good afternoon. Who's that? Is that Kerry? Kerry?
Kerry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kerry. Good to have you on the radio. Now, you heard in the... Not, I didn't say it there, but somewhere within that montage of budgets earlier on, it was the word sector.
And yes, that there was, prompted a number of times.
Yes, you prompted you to call Talk Radio this afternoon. And why is that?
Well, I am very prompted. I consider myself a prompted gentleman.
Yeah.
With sectors, we have a problem of proliferation, John. Every sector has another sector.
Yeah.
Even sectors themselves can be broken down further into districts,
yeah,
parts, regions,
yeah,
zones,
yeah,
categories,
yeah,
divisions,
yeah,
precincts,
okay,
quarters,
yeah,
and strata.
Right.
And I don't like any of those things.
So you think the problem starts with sector? If we remove sectors, the rest of them will fall by the wayside as a result of the sector removal?
We are over-sectored in this country.
Okay, stay on the line for me. I want to bring in... stay on the line, Kerry. I want to bring in Jerry. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hello there, John.
So you heard Kerry there. We're over-sectored in this country. We've got too many sectors. Why don't we just get rid of sectors? And that'll solve a lot of problems, won't it? Certainly the sector-based ones. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's a slight overreaction. I think maybe sectors are the only ways in which we actually manage to compartmentalise our behaviours.
Well, should we compartmentalise anything? That's the point, isn't it?
Well, if you don't compartmentalise your food, you choke. And if you don't compartmentalise your government, the entire nation chokes.
Right, so you are talking about... Would you prefer then to divide sectors into other sectors before we even get to the list that Kerry brought up there?
Yes, I would. I think it's important to have subdivisions of these things. Subdivisions of precincts, subdivisions of stratas,
yes,
subdivisions of counties and governments. I think basically the smaller we can slice it down to, the more digestible it is for me, for you and for everyone.
Right. And what do you make of that, Kerry? I can hear you shaking your face.
Yes, I'm shaking part of it. It makes a kind of a...
Yeah. But hang on a minute. Aren't you shaking then a sector of your face?
Well, I am, John, I must admit.
Yeah.
My face does come in a number of sectors.
Yeah.
Part of it is oblong.
Yeah.
And there's a small kind of droopy bit.
Yes.
And a little kind of fissure across the forehead.
Okay. Just to be clear.
But I don't consider that my fault. And as far as compartmentalizing some things, I have a small tortoise that I keep in a compartment.
Right.
And that does no harm at all, but it has very little bearing, I believe, on sectors.
Yeah. Well, would you... Okay, well, let's assume that we want to get rid of... So let me play the devil's avocado for a moment. If I want to get rid of sectors, which is what you're calling for, how do I divide the sectors up to get them small enough to dispose? Because you can't just flush a sector down a toilet or push it down the sink. You've got to divide a sector up with secateurs. Obviously, that's what they're for. You cut it up with secateurs, and then you've just got more sectors, though, haven't you?
Yes, that was a point well and concisely made there, John. I think they've done trials in Sweden on this. I rather enjoy trials in Sweden. I look forward to them a lot, and I do wake up most mornings with some anonymous Swedish result on my lips. So I believe in this case, a barrel of sectors they discovered costs more than a barrel of gold or a barrel of cats.
Yep, true.
So they inverted the issue and they filled sectors with barrels more and more of them. And now that Sweden is completely full of barrels from fjord to coast.
But there's no sectors.
But there's no more sectors at all.
Right.
And they also enjoy underfloor heating.
What do you make, Jerry? That's Kerry's point of view. Jerry, what do you make of the... This is Philip Hammond this afternoon. I've got the figure here. 5 pence on a litre of sectors now. That's 5 pence. That's quite a lot, isn't it?
But that is an increase, I will admit. I think it's unnecessary taxation. We require sectors in every walk of our in every sector of our life.
Yeah.
I mean, even our faces, as we have discovered in this very conversation, are comprised of sectors.
Yeah.
And if he's going to tax sectors, well, you know, why not just tax the air we breathe?
Well, it's also a Brexit issue, isn't it? Should Brussels dictate the curve of sectors, do you think?
Well, I think Brussels needs sectors within the EU and truly let them be independent. I mean, truly, if we had that, this whole Brexit nonsense would never really have happened, would it?
Yeah.
Well, I think here sectors is the problem, because here exactly we're talking about a sector. This is the public sector.
Yes.
Where they keep all the publics.
Yeah.
And contrasting that, you have the private sector, which is where they keep all the privates.
Private. Yeah. Yes. So would you push your privates, for example, into the public?
I might
asking that question, of course. So let me also, because the problem is, if you get rid of sectors, we've already seen, you know, you are, you know, debating this very civilly. Thank you, but obviously this kind of talk, sectors should remain, sectors should go, leads to sectarian violence, doesn't it? And that's not something we want to see on the streets. And some would argue that the people who believe one thing should be over here, people who believe another thing over here, thus in their own sectors, which doesn't lead to sectarian violence. Do you see what I'm saying, Kerry?
No, my brain's got rather warm. And it's confused with words now.
Yeah.
But I would like, I do remember Phil Spector.
Yes.
He had a wall of sound, if you remember him. And that was wrapped around his field of sound.
Yep.
And in that burrowed his, like, little rabbits of sound.
Yep.
And he kept those in his hair. And they whispered him to sleep on the long winter evenings in prison.
Yes. And your point about that is?
He's perhaps the one sector I might accept in society.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, there's ground to be gained on both sides there, and an ever-moving fence, which would alter the size of the sector. Kerry, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Considerable.
Thank you. Jerry?
Mastication.
Thank you very much indeed. So, what do you think? Do we need sectors anymore? I mean, there's been much talk of them in the budget today, as we've said, Philip Hammond talking about the public and private sectors. But do we need sectors? Should we just get rid of sectors and just have, you know, space with no sectors involved? What do you think? Let us know what you think. You can get in touch with the programme, of course. We live in post-Brexit Britain. It's 2017. It's post-budget now. We've got Movember and those sort of quilted gilets you get from Superdrug. Why do we need sectors? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. That is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Listen to Sam Delaney this afternoon from 4 and get current affairs conversation that puts you in the driver's seat. It's the high-performance drive time show that always goes the extra mile. Delaney, live at Drive, this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/car tax.
A Ford Motorcraft service is a bit like a set menu. You know what you're going to get and you know the price. Plus, you don't need to leave a tip. Get your Ford Motorcraft service for just £149 at any participating Ford dealer. Book at ford.co.uk.
Prices recommended retail price including parts, labour and VAT. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever crossed your fingers and searched online for a local tradesperson? And if they turned up, fixed the problem and didn't let you down, what a hero. Well, now you can uncross your fingers, because localheroes.com has taken the luck out of finding a tradesperson. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. So, whatever the job, there's a local hero for that. localheroes.com. And right now, there's 10% off all Local Heroes jobs booked by the 26th of November.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past,
but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
I started Cocofina. This allowed me to bring passion and balance back into my life.
Sage Business Management Solutions helps support the ambition of many growing companies, just like Cocofina.
We needed a partner that knows as much about finances as we know about coconuts.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Tool time at TradePoint, with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Three for £11 on selected Stanley hand tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Winterproof your Ford with a Motorcraft service for just £149 at participating Ford dealers. Book at ford.co.uk. Price is recommended retail price.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cheshire, we have slow traffic and a lane closed on the entry slip road due to an accident with a car and a lorry involved. It's on the M6 northbound at junction 20 for the Lym interchange. Elsewhere in Shropshire, one lane closed and queuing traffic due to emergency repairs on the M54. That's eastbound between junction 3 and junction 2 for Wolverhampton. And in Gloucestershire, one lane closed due to strong winds on the M48 Severn Bridge. That's both directions between junction 1 and junction 2 for Chepstow. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Being from the olden days, Royal London know that someday pretty much everyone could get seriously ill. You, me, weightlifters, little yappy dogs, Russian astronauts, you know, pretty much everyone. That's why their life insurance plans bought through an advisor come with Help in Hand. It gives you your own dedicated nurse to help when you most probably get seriously ill. Ask your financial advisor about Royal London Help in Hand today.
Helping Hand is available on protection plans bought through advisors and provided by third parties. Services are not part of a product contract and can be amended or withdrawn at any time.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And it's all very well having a budget special, of course. Happy Budget Day, Cornelius, by the
way.
Happy Budget Day, everybody. Happy Budget Day, Chloe. Chloe through the glass. Hi, Chloe.
Woo!
Happy Budget Day.
Someone's had a bit too much budget spirit, I think.
I think you might be right. Yeah. Well, as I said last night, I love Budget Day Eve. And last night, I was just getting ready, just hanging a red box on the mantelpiece above the chimney area there, just and putting a calculator and a glass of sherry out for Philip Hammond. And then budget singers came round, singing the fiscal carols. It was Oh Come All Ye Party Faithful, one of the favourites, of course, In the Bleak Mid-Brexit, Oh Little Town of Bethlehem, How Millennials Can't Afford to Buy a House There. I'm going home for budget day dinner after this, of course. We're having Fat Cat this year with all the tax breaks and a special stuffing for the poor. But away from the budget, which we are talking about, there's also a jungle. Ian Lee, our very own evening nighttime presenter Ian Lee, has left these climes to go to the Australian jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. A former king of the jungle is none other than Tony Blackburn. And he joins us on the phone. Good afternoon, Tony Blackburn.
Good afternoon, John, and a very happy budget day.
And the same to you. How are you celebrating, Tony?
Well, I've already had a special budget lunch.
Oh, good. I hope you didn't overindulge.
Yes, and I should imagine they are having it probably in the jungle as well.
Yeah, well, nicely linked round. You're like a professional.
Yep.
So look, Ian's going in. We know that. You won it, of course, and are, to me, the only king of the jungle that there'll ever be, Tony, as you know.
Thank you very much, Joe.
So what can he expect, though, going in? I mean, how did you feel just as you were about to go in?
I felt apprehension, really, and he can expect to live with people for the next 3 weeks who he probably wouldn't want to live next door to. That's basically it.
Yeah,
but he's got an advantage in being tall and having long legs and arms.
In the sense, why is that an advantage?
Well, it is an advantage because if you work it out, you know, there are rats and there are snakes and things. If you've got long arms and long legs, your face is further away from them.
Yeah, good, because rats always go for the face, so we know that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And do they, when you're in there, that kind of, obviously we only see the edited bits and the edited highlights and kind of all that stuff. Do they manufacture these relationships a little bit, and or is it sort of genuine, people just don't get on?
No, it's 100% genuine. I mean, the one that I was on, everybody hated one another even before they got in there. They were arguing in the hotel. I mean, no, it's all genuine, and there's no pizza deliveries or anything like that, you know, while it's on. It's a tough show. I'm surprised they haven't asked you. You know, you want to be quite butch and macho.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm in obvious. I think, and I look good in a bikini as well, so I'm very surprised they haven't had me...
I'm amazed.
Standing in the waterfall or whatever it is. Yeah. So your money this year, Tony, if you were a betting man... I presume you're sort of keeping across it.
Yes, I am.
You know, who's sort of standing out at the moment, early days?
Well, I like Stanley Johnson. You know, he's just like Boris, isn't he? And I like him. I like Toff.
Yep.
I like Fizz. Most of them, to be honest with you, I haven't heard of them.
Yeah.
Amir Khan has turned out to be a bit of a snowflake. When he comes out, I'm going to take him on.
Yeah, rightly so. Yeah. By the way, Fizz, is that from the...
I did a few rounds with him, I think.
Is Fizz from the... No, what do they call it?
He's from Coronation Street.
Oh, right. I thought it was one of those... There's a certain Fizz, Bella...
Well, it's not a real name.
Not a tweenie.
Tweenies, that's it. I thought Fizz from the tweenies had gone in. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Ian gets in there, then... As you say, he's got an advantage of height, you know, and he speaks as he finds, and he's going to go in there, and he's, you know, you're playing a game, Tony. What are the tactics that you can employ?
I think you've just got to be yourself, really, and try and get on with people that you might not necessarily like. And, you know, that's the truth of it. Just be yourself, and I think Ian will do very well. You know, Ian's a lovely guy. He might get people who get on his nerves a little bit, but you've just got to just get over that, really.
And what were your tactics to win? Did you aim to win, or did you just sort of go with it day to day?
I was 60 years old when I went in there, so I was just wanting to survive, really. And I wanted to survive the week, but they did actually, the crew reckoned that I was going to win. I didn't think I had a hope in hell,
right,
to be honest with you. But I enjoyed every moment of it. It was great fun. But when I did it, it's 15 years ago now, it wasn't quite as... I mean, it's more difficult now, I think.
Yeah, well, in what sense? Because, I mean, when you watch it, every year you go, okay, they've got to up the ante, right?
Yeah.
So they've got to, these Bush Tucker trials have got to get sort of worse. They've got to beat last year.
Yeah.
So I can't remember, 15 years, I had no idea it was that long ago either. I cut it down for a couple of years ago that you did this. Was it the Bush Tucker trial? What was the worst one for you?
Well, I think just picking up snakes, really. I got bitten slightly by a snake. Mm-hmm. This would actually quite interest you, John, because I know you're quite interested in snakes.
Yeah.
And if you have to pick up a snake, always go for the bigger snake because it's slower than the smaller snakes.
That's a good tip, isn't it?
That could come in useful.
Yeah. Well, I'll never forget that. Now you've told me. And in terms of what's when they get you over to those Bush Tucker trials and they tell you about it, that genuinely is the first time you know what you're going to have to do, isn't it?
That's, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when we went in there, we didn't realise that we were going to have to do any trials. I think we just thought we were going to sit round the fire and talk for about a fortnight or so.
Yeah.
And I remember Tara Tomkinson, she went in for the first one, and she came back and said, God, they poured a lot of stuff all over me. And we couldn't believe it. I don't remember them saying they were going
to
do that.
Right. So do you have to sign, you know, when you go in, you've got to sign something saying, all right, I might get bitten by something here, and literally ITV have, you know, there's no, yeah, you know, it's down to you, isn't it? It's a disclaimer.
Yeah. Well, you have to go through, you have to see a psychiatrist
Yeah.
To make sure that you're okay to go in. And that's it, basically. But I think, to be honest with you, I was more sane than the psychiatrist I saw. It's a tough show to do. It really is a tough show to do. But I enjoyed every moment of it. You know, the actual jungle itself is beautiful, and it's lovely. But those tasks are very, very difficult.
Yeah. And do they treat, when you do come out and you've sort of had all that time in there, with no proper bathing facilities and all the rest of it, do they put you in a pretty top-notch hotel? I mean, I'd kind of want a bit of a reward, Tony, if it was me.
The hotel I was in, I think they're better now. The hotel where we did it was up in Cairns in the northern part of Australia. Yeah. So we were in a different place to the place they're in now. But I think the hotel they're in now is really luxurious. That's nice. But, I mean, I didn't really see much of the hotel because I was in there for the whole... I just did a fortnight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a tough show, but you should do it.
He has
to get asked first, Tony.
Well,
Cornelius would be good.
Yeah.
Send him in first, John. To make sure it's all right.
Yeah, I'd probably send him as one of the critters. he does have something of the kangaroo's anus about him, if I'm honest, Tony.
Also, Victoria would be good in there because her fungus news, which I think is an excellent idea, incidentally. She knows all about fungi and stuff like that, and that would help her.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, she's an expert on this kind of stuff. There you go, Victoria. See, Tony Blackburn endorsing you for I'm a Celebrity right there.
I think you go in there, you know. Yeah. I think the three of you would be good together.
Yeah, that's a different kind of party. All right, thank you.
Rumour is that you're going to go in when Ian Lee goes in, who I think is going to go in tonight.
It's just a rumour at this stage. Tony Blackburn, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Utter pleasure. King of the jungle. Tony Blackburn there giving us his advice on what to do in the jungle if you're ever asked. Always pick up the big snake. And that's good advice, Victoria, isn't it? Because they're slower.
Why are you telling me that?
I don't know, in case you were going to the jungle.
You should tell Cornelius that.
In the next...
I'm not going into the jungle. I'm not famous enough.
In the next...
I'm no Jack Maynard.
In the next half an hour, we will bring you Budget Quiz, because the Chancellor's price is right. Or is it? Find out in the quiz. And Alex Dibble is down at College Green for us this afternoon as well, talking all things budget. It's the Budget Special. That was Tony Bloody Blackburn on the radio with us. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor's big announcement in today's budget is help for first-time buyers. From today, they will pay no stamp duty on properties worth up to £300,000. Philip Hammond has also promised £2.8 billion of extra funding for the NHS. £350 million of that will be made available immediately to ease pressures on the health service this winter. He's also promised to make work pay by raising the national living wage.
From April, it will rise by 4.4% from £7.50 an hour to £7.83, handing full-time workers a further £600 pay increase.
We'll also be able to earn more before we're taxed, with the personal allowance increasing to £11,850. £3 billion has been made available to prepare the UK in case of a no deal in Brexit. The SNP's economy spokesperson, Kirsty Blackman, has told Talk Radio Philip Hammond has not done enough to help companies.
I do not think that he's inspiring confidence in businesses. They have not been clear about what Brexit's going to look like, so businesses are really worried about the future. He has not said that he's going to change the path of austerity.
Elsewhere, the man described as the butcher of Bosnia will appeal his conviction after being jailed for life. Ratko Mladic has been found guilty of 10 of the 11 charges he faced, including genocide. A man has been questioned on suspicion of terror offences after police raided two houses in Lancashire. The 31-year-old was detained in Nelson earlier. And the publicist for YouTube star Jack Maynard says he's left the I'm a Celebrity jungle after just 2 days so he can defend himself. He's been accused of racism and homophobia after old tweets emerged. The weather wet and windy tonight with some snow for northern Scotland, lows of 2 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be some windy showers across Scotland which will turn wintry in the northwest. Elsewhere it'll be a bit brighter than today with a few showers and highs of 12. There's more news in 26 minutes.
Tony Blackburn there.
Yes. Sounds like he actually listens.
He does. He genuinely listens.
I know
to
this was like he tweeted about it a while ago, were like, "Oh, we share the same agent. Yeah. I've got an agent, everyone." Yeah. And I, you know, you don't know whether
Tony listens.
Is
it
real? This is great.
Tony listens to the show. Yeah. There, yeah. So yeah, he knows. All right. Thank you, Victoria. Very much. Now, more budget news. It's a budget special, of course. I can tell you that Sam Delaney's show will be coming live from College Green from 4 o'clock with Drive this afternoon. And next, we're going to be talking to Debbie Abrahams, the Shadow Pension Secretary on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Happy Budget Day, everybody. Woohoo! So a lot of headlines coming out of the Chancellor's budget. Not least the rail card, of course. That got announced yesterday. That sort of bribe for millennials. Stamp duty taking a lot of the headlines so far this afternoon. And the abolition of it for homes up to £300,000 for first-time buyers. But there was a lot pre-budget about universal credit, of course. Labour had attacked it, calling it not fit for purpose. Debbie Abrahams is the Shadow Secretary of State for Work and Pensions, MP for Oldham East, of course. Debbie, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, John. It's Oldham East and Saddleworth. Mustn't forget the Saddleworth.
Of course, I would never forget the Saddleworth, and well reminded. Thank you. I wouldn't want letters from the good people of Saddleworth. So Labour and by extension yourself attacked the universal credit as not being fit for purpose. Post-budget, is it fit for purpose now?
It's a welcome start, but as we said on Thursday, when it's been a long trail that the Chancellor was going to reduce the six-week wait, we didn't know how long by, and he's come down on reducing it just by a week. But we still said that there was a number of other issues with it. Most notably, the cuts that were introduced after summer 2015 budget, make sure that any work incentives, making sure that work always pays, just isn't there anymore. Mm. And just in that we've been going through, as you probably expect, John, some of the detail in the Red Book and so on, it's actually not going to happen until next spring. So for all those people that are waiting for some relief, really, in terms of what's going to happen to them, I'm afraid it's bad news around that.
Why does it take so long? I mean, everything in politics does, of course, but the headlines were about people not getting this money in time for Christmas due to the way the calendar falls and so on and so forth. Why is there no prospect of just doing it almost immediately and just sorting out that backlog?
There are some technical things, but it was designed that way that it would take 5 weeks, but then the government added an extra week just because they wanted to. And there are design issues, there's capacity issues, and it's a bit of a worry because they've also announced, again in the Red Book, not in the Chancellor's speech, that they're going to cut the actual capacity within the Department for Work and Pensions. So it won't help you if you're trying to phone up and find out how your claim's doing. You won't necessarily get much joy there. But it's partly the design, which we've said there have been issues there since 2010. I said I'd work with the Chancellor rather than the Secretary of State for Work and Pensions to help around this because there are so many different issues. And then make sure that it reflects more readily the reality of people's pay. So most people on universal credit, as you've rightly said, are paid weekly or fortnightly, and to have to wait a whole month. And then all the issues about five pay periods in December, and they're going to sort of go over the thresholds and won't get all the support that they need, but they'll have to reclaim. It's a real mess.
It is a mess. And what I don't understand is that point you raise of going, okay, so because of the way the calendar falls, and let's face it, that's not a surprise to anybody. That's how calendars work. And so if indeed, it could have been foreseen that this would happen, and therefore you'll receive that money, it will take you over the threshold through no fault of your own, just because of the way the days fall. Why wasn't that foreseen in the first place? I mean, it's not rocket science. It's not even rocket salad.
No, I totally agree. And this is, some of the points that we've been trying to raise over the last few months, and particularly over the last month as we ran up to the budget. As I say, it's some relief, but it's not going to help people immediately. It's not going to be introduced until the spring, and it certainly doesn't get away from the fact that the cuts introduced in 2015 are still going to be pushing children into poverty. Mm. Child Poverty Action Group saying it's an extra million children by 2022.
Yeah.
Go on.
So I was going to say, do you feel, you know, a lot of the headlines already of post-budget this afternoon are saying, you know, Philip Hammond caves on universal credit, you know, he gives in to the critics kind of thing. Does it feel like that as one of those critics, that he has caved slightly?
As I say, we welcome the start, but it is just a start. And it's not going to provide that relief to people now. And that's what people need. People are getting served eviction notices. Now, it's, you know, 6 months down the road, when people don't have, for example, they've got their eviction notices, their rent has been stopped because they've fallen into arrears, and you know that they are going to be in real trouble. Mm. And we've talked about, you know, helping homeless reduce homelessness, and this is a government policy that's actually going to be making it worse. But our overall view of the budget as we're going through the numbers line by line is there's no real change. You know, this is still austerity that's going to be hitting the majority of people, you know, the many. It's not going to help improve living standards. In fact, you know, they've actually included that the national living wage is actually going to be reduced from what they had said before. I think it means there's about £900 worse for somebody on national living wage by 2022. So it's not good news.
Debbie, thank you for joining us. Debbie Abrahams is, of course, the Shadow Secretary of State for Work and Pensions, MP for Alderman East and Saddleworth, lest we forget. And talking to us there, some early reaction there from the Labour front bench regarding the budget, specifically about universal credit, which was a big issue in the budget, and indeed before it happened, of course. But Philip Hammond, as you said, has sort of made a start on sorting out some of the problems, but it doesn't go far enough. The budget will be continuing to be unpicked, as you'd expect here on Talk Radio. This is our budget special. Sam Delaney is going to be live from College Green with Drive this afternoon from 4. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
This week at John Lewis, we've got a range of fantastic offers across the store, including 15% off selected beauty, 20% off selected furniture, and offers on your favourite electrical brands. And with the John Lewis price promise, you'll never pay more than you should, because we match our high street competitors' prices every day of the year. Terms apply. See in store or online for details.
I need some new tyres, please. Just the cheapest you've got.
The cheapest you've got, Linda? Don't you have any regard for your safety?
Who are you?
I'm the voice that appears when people make bad tyre choices, Linda.
But I've...
Don't interrupt. Haven't you heard of Hankook? They're great value premium tyres, offering safety and performance. And they're fitted by the world's leading car manufacturers.
They sound great. I'll take four.
I'm not sure you deserve them now, Linda. Need new tyres? Ask for Hankook.
Tool time at TradePoint, with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. 3 for £11 on selected Stanley hand tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
If you had £10,000 in your pocket this Christmas, what would you spend it on? A diamond-studded Santa hat? A pimped-out sleigh? 10,000 sprouts? Whatever it is, make your Christmas dreams come true. Start collecting SunSavers codes today and you could win one of five £10,000 cash prizes. Only with the Sun.
Had enough football ads yet?
We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm. Like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our plumbing toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler range starts at £5.99 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Black Friday deals have arrived at the perfume shop. Like Eau de Lacoste Blanc, only £29.99 for 175ml, saving £37 off the RRP of £67, while stocks last at the perfume shop, celebrating 25 years on the high street. Black Friday deals at the perfume shop. Offer ends Sunday, the 26th of November.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Shropshire, the M54 eastbound lane is closed on the entry slip road due to a broken down vehicle at Junction 3. That's around Albrighton. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, we are seeing queuing traffic due to an earlier broken down lorry. It's on the M5 southbound between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for Albury. Congestion there is back to the M6 for Junction 8. And elsewhere in Gloucestershire, one lane closed due to strong winds on the M48 Severn Bridge. That's both directions between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for Chepstow. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Being from the olden days, Royal London know that someday pretty much everyone could get seriously ill. You, me, weightlifters, little yappy dogs, Russian astronauts, you know, pretty much everyone. That's why their life insurance plans bought through an advisor come with Help in Hand. It gives you your own dedicated nurse to help when you most probably get seriously ill. Ask your financial advisor about Royal London Help in Hand today.
Helping Hand is available on protection plans bought through advisors and provided by third parties. Services are not part of a product contract and can be amended or withdrawn at any time.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And, well, you know, a very good afternoon to you and happy Budget Day, more to the point. I don't know how far you've got through Budget Day today. Have you woke up this morning full of anticipation that the Chancellor would gift you what you always wanted? I wanted a reduction in stamp duty and I got it. Oh, woo, happy Budget Day to me, of course. And at 3 o'clock, I hope you all sat around and watched the Queen's Budget Day speech as well. Very exciting. What a day. What a day it is. Happy Budget Day, everybody. Let us know what you're doing for Budget Boxing Day tomorrow. What you're gonna do. Let's get it. Getting to 87222 is the number of the thing.
Start message with the word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
But now we're gonna bring you well, a Budget Day based quiz. It's our budget special, so let's play the Budget Prize. What's it called? The Budget Prize.
Should we name it now?
Yeah, I haven't really got a title.
Philip Hammonds. It's always Bruce Forsyth. So Philip Hammonds. The
Budget
Price
Day.
Is...
The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Philip Hammonds. The Budget Day. The Price is Right. Let's meet today's contestant. It's Tony from Lincoln. Hi, Tony.
Hi, John.
Hi there,
come
Tony.
On down.
Tony from Lincoln. Come on down, Tony. Happy Budget Day, though, Tony.
Happy Budget Day.
So, look, here's what's going to happen, Tony. I imagine you've been watching the budget, haven't you? Sort of glued to the excitement and the thrills that it's been providing all afternoon.
No.
All right. Well, here's where you get to know what's going on in the budget. That's right, we're not just bringing you quiz entertainment, we're also helping you by breaking it down into the main points of the budget, Tony. What are you going to get... Whatever. What you're going to get, Tony, is this. You're going to get a list of items, like in The Price is Right, okay?
Yeah.
And then you need to tell us whether it's higher or lower... now, right, than it was before the budget. If you see what I mean? So, you know, a price of something before the budget, is it now after the budget higher or lower? Does that make sense?
Sort of,
yeah, it's fine. Or it might be frozen, of course. It might be frozen by the Chancellor. We don't know. Okay. So Tony has... what do you do, by the way, Tony? I forgot to ask you that. What do you do?
I'm retired.
Retired, Tony. All right. I wonder how the budget's going to affect you, Tony, in Lincoln. Do you smoke, Tony?
No.
Good man. Do you drink, Tony?
We taste the glass of red.
That's all right. You don't drink petrol?
No. I freeze it, though.
Oh, that's fair enough, yeah. Just for a rainy day, yeah. All right, Tony, here we go. With Philip Hammond's the budget day Price is Right. All right. How exciting. Right, here we go then. Here's number one for you, Tony.
Yep.
The average pint of beer. The price before the budget to the price after the budget. Is it higher? Is it lower? Or frozen?
Frozen.
It is frozen. Cornelius is going to be keeping score here. very good. It is frozen. Wines, beers, most ciders are set to stay the same. Here's the second one for you. The price of White Lightning. Higher or lower?
That's evil stuff. Higher.
Yes. The price before the budget was £2.99 for 2 litres of White Lightning. It has gone up. It's gone up. Low quality white ciders. The price has gone up. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I don't know why they call them ciders. I don't think they've ever seen an apple.
No, it's basically made of the next item, which is a litre of petrol.
Yes.
Before and after budget, higher or lower, Tony?
Frozen.
Yes, it is. £1.18 per litre for unleaded. It has remained the same. It is frozen. Very good. Tony from Lincoln playing a blinder here. Okay, next. A train ticket from London to Nuneaton for a 26 to 30 year old, higher or lower, or frozen?
Well, if they get a rail card, it's going to be a third cheaper.
He's exactly right. Yes, he's bringing in the millennial rail card for the millennials. It's going to be lower. It was £17.80 for a same-day single before the budget. It's coming down because they can use their millennial rail card. Very good, Tony. Why anyone would want to go to Nuneaton is beyond me, but there we are. Rolling tobacco / cigarettes. Higher or lower now?
Tough one. Higher.
Yes, you're right. Cigarettes were 51 pence per cigarette. So that's £10.84 for a pack of Marlboro Lights. Tobacco, £20.14 for 50 grams. The prices are going to rise by inflation plus 1%. You're right, it's higher in the budget. Very good.
For a packet of Marlboros?
Very good. Yeah, £10.84 now for 10. I know.
Oh.
I know. But I've never smoked, so I don't care. It's good.
I used to.
All right, well, good. Well done for giving it up, Tony. Very wise. Okay, a Mars bar / 1,000 Mars bars. Higher or lower?
Oh, God, I've no idea. I'm going to go for higher.
No, it's frozen, but you can't actually buy a frozen Mars bar, of course, technically, can't you? Yeah, an ice cream Mars bar.
Ice cream Mars bar, yeah.
How much do you think a Mars bar is these days, Tony?
They're a lot smaller, I know that.
Yep. Have a guess.
It is a guess. I'm going to say 60 pence.
60 pence is bang on.
Really?
Well done, Tony. Very good. 60 pence, yeah. 60 pence for a Mars bar now, but yep. All right. A loaf of white bread, sliced, higher or lower?
Frozen.
You're right, it is. You can freeze white bread as well, that's fair to say. £1.05 for your average bread, white, sliced. How that price not changing post-budget. Very good. Okay, stamp duty. Higher or lower?
Lower on houses of 300 grand or less.
He's got it bang on. Tony from Lincoln, he's nailed it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was 1%, of course, before the budget. That was what you'd pay in stamp duty, but now he's scrapping it for properties under 300k. You're absolutely right. Very good. First-time buyers, of course, only the... Brexit, higher, lower, higher, lower, Brexit.
Brexit's going to cost us a fortune.
Yeah, you're right, it's higher. It was £700 million that they'd put aside before the budget. Yeah. Today, we learn of a further £3 billion set aside. So that's higher, it's higher, Tony.
Higher.
Right. Higher or lower?
Brexit?
No. Next question.
Go on.
A stainless steel what?
cloche.
What's a cloche?
It's a secret.
It's a lid that goes over a dinner plate, isn't it?
Oh, there we go. All right, then. OK. A stainless steel cloche. Higher or lower?
I've never owned a stainless steel cloche in my life.
I didn't even know what one was. But anyway, that's fine.
That was the point.
Yeah. No wonder you do, because you're a very rich family.
No, because it was on an episode of The Apprentice once, in a scavenger hunt episode.
OK. A stainless steel cloche, higher or lower in the budget?
Higher.
It's frozen. There were no mentions of cloches in the budget whatsoever.
Oh, you evil swine.
£54.14 on Noble Express if you want to get yourself a cloche.
No, I'll live without it.
No, I think I can too. Well, that's not bad, actually. That's pretty good. So, Cornelius has been keeping score on the Philip Hammond's Chancellor Budget Day Project Prices Right. Tony and Lincoln there, playing pretty well, I think. Genuinely, how it affects the man in Lincoln. That's what we know. Cornelius, what did he score?
He scored 7.
7. Does it mean he gets to keep all of those things, like on The Price is Right? Are we going to give him a pint of beer, a price of white lining, a litre of petrol, a ticket to Nuneaton, some fags, a Mars bar, some white bread, some stamp duty? Are we going to give him Brexit and a cloche to put it all under? Is that what he's won?
No!
No, we've not got the budget, ironically. There he goes! There it is! Tony and Lincoln, well done. Thank you for playing.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. There it is. And there it was, our budget special on the radio today. Budget news-led entertainment for the country, courtesy of Talk Radio. We hope you enjoyed it. So, we're back tomorrow. And we'll be back tomorrow between 1 and 4 o'clock. Normal service, I presume, will be resumed. Thank you very much to everyone who joined us today. Thank you to the Shadow Work and Pensions Secretary, Debbie Abrahams. Thank you to the various pundits and experts from the financial sector who joined us to analyse the budget this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Not you.
No.
Thank you very much to Tony Blackburn, who told us how to handle a big snake. We hope you enjoyed it. Sam Delaney is going to be with you next. He is live from College Green, bringing you all of the analysis that you could possibly wish for on Budget Day. Happy Budget Day, everybody! Yay! Happy Budget Day! Bye!
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.